emerged triumphant from all our foes. Through the crucible unscathed, we passed victorious. Our trumpets pealing the glorious song. Play it, sing it, all hail Biafra. All hail Biafra.
Welcome back, brave friends, wherever you are on this planet Earth, once again, because we're experiencing very severe disruptions with our systems here. We are trying to make sure that everything is okay, and now we presume it is. There are multiple failures, both of the communications infrastructure and also power supply, as we are now accustomed to here. We must welcome you. And I must continue, or I should reiterate my introduction by saying once again that we welcome you wherever you are on this planet on this very day, the 16th day of May in the year of our Lord 2014. I don't know how long we shall keep apologizing for. It is not our fault. The infrastructure here is abominable. If it is not intermittent and epileptic power supply, we have to contend with communication systems that are, quite frankly, not up to scratch. Therefore, you must bear with us. You must know that Biafra that we are in broadcasting remains a part of the zoo for the time being, and we are affected or being affected by all the factors of darkness that you would expect from an abominable creation by Frederick Lugard. Once again, we welcome you. We say good morning, good afternoon, good evening, and good night to all of you, and especially those brave Biafrans in the far eastern part of the world. And we must ask you to also welcome your friends and your family, wherever they are. Tell them. Also, tell them they can get Radio Biafra on satellite. Tell them to ensure that they install MyTV, the strong one, MyTV Strong, to be able to receive Radio Biafra via satellite. And as they do that, they must also tell their neighbors and their friends as well, because very soon Radio Biafra shall be presenting Biafra Television also via satellite as well. We welcome you. We ask you to inform your friends and your family. As always, we ask you to tell them, regardless of where they are, please remind them it is their duty, their obligation, for them to come out on the 30th of May to honor those that died, that we may live. That on the 30th of May, we shall remind humanity that there once was a country called Biafra, and up until this very day, we are still Biafrans. It is our duty, our right, our privilege. It is incumbent upon us as this very generation exists to remind humanity of our existence. That will then launch our platform towards our liberation, because the proper emancipation of this very land from the clutches of the enemy commences after our worldwide remembrance on the 30th of May. If your country is not preparing, then there is something wrong. Every zone, every country, every continent, everybody, wherever you are, you must rise up 12 noon on the 30th of May to remember all of them that died, especially the children. We must let the world know. They think we can forget. They think we have forgotten, but we cannot forget. The death of these people must be avenged. It is up to this very generation to do so. We must avenge them. This place will be destroyed if we do not get Biafra. We say this morning, noon, and night, every blessed day, we warn everybody who may be remotely interested that our quest is honorable, our quest is noble. All we are seeking is freedom of our people, and we come in peace. but behind us is hell. If they fail to give us what we are looking for, hell shall descend upon this very place, already suffering from the bondage of darkness, of eternal darkness and damnation. Once again, my name is Nnamdi Kanu. Our people are here. Those of them that said that they will come to join us, they are still coming. But after the 30th of May, we expect an influx. All those people saying they want to come back, you've been calling me all the time. After the 30th of May, I will tell you when to come back. Together we shall all get Biafra. Together we will get Biafra. We ask you to continue to call upon Chukwu Abiama, because only by his grace are we here today. Only by the grace of the Most High, by his vain virtue, all honor and glory goes up to him and nothing else. As he reminded us in Exodus chapter 20, that he's a jealous God. That is why this very movement that we are partaking in right now is anchored firmly in the belief that there is no other God than Chukwu Abiama. That is why everything we touch turns into gold. That is why we are formidable. Not because any man requested that we should come. Only Chukwu Abiama determined that we should come. That is why Biafra shall come with us. I prefer people that doubt me. I like those of very suspicious and dubious minds. I love it. Those doubting Thomases. I love it. Every time I go to sleep, I do not just think of those who are living. I think about the burden and the obligation that we owe to the dead. It is our duty right now in this day and age to resurrect Biafra and let Biafra stand. And Biafra will stand. When I speak, write it down on a piece of paper. As night follows day, Biafra will come on or before the 31st of December of 2015. If that doesn't happen, then it is goodbye to everybody. We all die here. Everybody will perish here. Anybody foolish enough to intervene will know that we all bleed. We are all human beings and we bleed. Our lines will open later. When our line does open, you remember to call Radio Biafra. We shall take your call. Also, our Skype line is on, but you should wait until I announce here that the lines are now open. I don't know if the barrister is with me. If the barrister is, I shall invite him very, very shortly. But for now, we are making it very clear that we are building a befitting and magnificent monument to the memory of all those they killed, including the 1 million children. That is why we are saying that every family was affected. Every family in Biafra land lost somebody during that very dark episode of our natural existence between 66 and 70. That is why we are building here in Enugu a lasting memorial that will last forever. In their honor, in their remembrance, the way that every civilized country does in the world, that is why we commend those who are supporting this very project. Some people supported today, is that correct? We commend all of you. We commend you for the work that you are doing. We have three categories: gold, silver, and bronze. Gold is 500,000, silver is 250,000, and bronze is 100,000. Everything you contribute will go towards ensuring that a very glorious, magnificent, and eternally beautiful monument is built to the memory of these people. We suffered the second largest pogrom and genocide in the history of the modern world. The world forgot. Our fathers forgot. Our grandfathers forgot. All the governors forgot. Ohanaeze forgot. Everybody forgot. Even those claiming that they are Biafrans, they forgot to do the one singular most important thing of all. Remember those that died that we may live. You must honor them. You must and should honor them. That is what we are doing. Because we are doing things the right way. We are guided by the Spirit of the Most High. That is why we are where we are today. Nobody takes the accolade or the glory for what is happening. Heaven knows we give it to Chukwu Abiama because of the things he has done in our lives. We cannot divorce the worship of the Most High from the pursuit of the restoration of the sovereignty of Biafra. People always ask why, and we tell them, we are not like any other race. We are different. Other people, we are created to go and kill, to pillage. They, we are created to go and conquer. We are created to serve. Chukwabiama. That's all. Nothing more, nothing less. That is why we are different. Even with our names, we worship him. That is why Biafra must be founded on the twin pillars of truth and honesty. We must be transparent, and as long as we remain not only incorruptible, but whiter than white and whiter than snow, there is no way that Biafra cannot come, as long as we remain without fear before our enemies. There is no way that Biafra will not come. Once you do not prevaricate, once you do not retreat, once you do not surrender, there is no way that Biafra will not come. We come in peace, but we also bring hell with us. Don't give us Biafra. We all die together here. Everybody, wherever you run to, we find you and we kill you there. Boko Haram is going to be made to look like a child's play, which is what it is. We are going to show the world that we are Biafrans. That 67 to 70 cannot be 2013 to 15. They will be shocked. We assure them. This is Radio Biafra. I presume that the barrister is with me. Barrister Mamezu, can you hear me?
Yes, Director. I wonder if you can hear me clearly.
Loud and very clear. The very eminent barrister, not only at law, Barrister Mamezu, is with us. And the whole world is listening, barrister. You will welcome Biafrans listening all over the world. You will welcome the indigenous people of Biafra. You will welcome all our donors, all our contributors, those that phone us up to ask us to continue what we are doing, those that pray for our eternal existence, those that pray to Chukwuabiama, those that know that Biafra will come. Barrister, you will accept them, their presence, their devotion, their loyalty to their country. And above all, the celebration, I wouldn't call it that anyway, but the remembrance that shall hold on the 30th of May. Please go ahead.
Thank you, Director. Good evening to you, first of all, and good evening to all Biafrans, especially those in the studio, helping, supporting, giving you the actual, real support that you need to move around, to do things for the restoration of Biafra. Director, over the past couple of weeks, you lot out there have been day, night, rain, making arrangements for the permanent monument in remembrance of our people that died how many years ago, but we are just remembering them now. It does not mean that they just died yesterday. They've died nearly 40-something years ago. Only now, monument is being built for them in their remembrance. What happened to all the people who were clamoring and thinking and worrying and fighting about Biafra? Because they have been doing it wrongly. They have been looking at the other side of the road, doing business, making business, but forgetting to represent the reason why they were talking about Biafra. But this present time, today, Director Nnamdi Kanu and the host of all the editorial board and executives are saying that Biafra this time is real, is coming, no mistake. There is no delay, there's no politics in the lives of our people, in the lives of our children, our wives, our uncles, our moms, and dads. There is no politics anymore in their names. In the names of those who are dead, waiting and looking up for the those who are still alive to say something, to at least say thank you for dying for us to live. But we decided that this must be done first and foremost, and it is coming on the 30th of this particular month. We've been planning this for a very long time, but at end is coming. It's coming very shortly. I thank all of you there. I thank those who are doing all they could, morally, physically, financially, even those of our enemies who are still listening out. They are spiritually one way supporting what we are doing. Maybe they are own physical ability could not allow them to come out. And all of us say, these people, you are doing something grand. But if you don't thank us, if you don't support us, Biafrans worldwide are doing their best to make sure that their names have been heard. Biafrans out there who are supporting, giving their money out, calling in, and giving us this moral support that Biafra must stand again. I thank all of you out there, friends of Biafra, those who love and appreciate what Biafrans are doing, so that Biafra will be restored once and permanently. And so that all of us will say we have a nation, we have a place, rather than be hanging on different countries till goes from them, when we produce more than what we collect. Fellow Biafra, it's west, north, or south. I thank all of you that today is making it very close to the day of our remembrance, to the day of demonstration, if you like, the day we shall tell the world that we've endured enough. People are killing us. Hausa, Fulani, Boko Haram are killing us. Wherever we go in every nation, immigration, we are running away. Some of us are falling into our deaths for the sake of trying to get.
We have lost the barrister himself. He shall come back to us. That is what we face here all the time. Abject and complete collapse of the most very basic infrastructure. Life here is difficult. But this is where we come from. We must stay here to make it better. We must stay here to ensure that what is right is done. I don't know if the barrister has joined us again. I believe that he has. Barrister, can you hear me?
Yes, Director. I'm here. Thank you.
Yes, it was lost. Go ahead, please.
Director,
continue.
Let me wind up quickly before I'm being taken away. So, all I'm saying, fellow Biafrans, wherever you are doing us proud. You may not know this, but people are saying it. People are recognizing what all of you are doing individually in your own little ways. Those in USA, those in London, those in Canada, Sweden, Australia, even those in Africa, all of you are doing very well. This is a collective work to bring about the restoration of Biafra. I am proud of all of you, and I'm proud of where I came from. I'm proud that I'm a Biafran. May God bless all of you as you're listening to this broadcast. Director, I give it back to you. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Thank you. That was the barrister himself. We welcome each and every one of you. We shall then go around here, as it is customary within the series of Radio Biafra, for each and every person here gathered to please give us their name and where they come from, because we are Radio Biafra and we remain fearless before our enemies. That is who we are. Please go ahead.
Good evening, wonderful people of Biafra, friends of Biafra. My name is Osta Okeke. I happen to come from Umuze, and Umuze is in Anambra. Anambra is in Biafra land. We thank you for staying tuned for today's broadcast from our capital here in Enugu, Biafra land. We ask you to stay tuned. God bless.
Thank you very much.
Good evening, my brothers and sisters worldwide. This is your brother Okechukwu Eze from Owonkano East Enugu, Biafra land. You're welcome to our today's program. I hope you will enjoy yourself as you keep on listening. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Greetings to Biafrans all over the world. My name is Choka Bosa. I welcome you all to our broadcast today. I am from Umudioka in Nawka South, Biafra land. I welcome you all.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Hello, Biafrans all over the world. We welcome you to our today's broadcast as we broadcast from our capital, Enugu, in Biafra land. My name is Eberechukwu Anibogu. I am from Nsukka. Nsukka is in Enugu. Enugu is in Biafra land. Brothers and sisters, especially those of you who have been supporting us, I say big thank you. One thing is sure, that your crown is waiting for you ahead. I want to remind you today that it was because of the crown that made Christ to accept the cross. Each and every one of you that have accepted this cross, Your crown is waiting for you. Thank you and God bless you.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Hello, great people of Biafra. This is Chioma Amarillis. I am from Onitsha in Ezinihite in Mbise. I want to say welcome. Stay tuned.
Thank you very much. Thank you very, very much.
Hello, Biafrans all over the world. I'm Imam Moroku, Idani Demi, not in Biafra land. I say to you all, the Biafrans and the lovers of Biafrans, arise, for Biafra has come. Happy listening.
Thank you very much, brother. Thank you very, very much. We are here assembled and we march on regardless because we are relentless. Anybody that understands our creed will know that we don't retreat and we don't surrender. We only march forwards regardless of the circumstance. We want to prove something to people. People don't understand the meaning of what we are doing. Some people don't. This is not a family meeting, number one. This is not a clique meeting, number two. We are pursuing Biafra. And Biafra is going to come. As I speak, write it down on a piece of paper. I prefer to work very hard when there is doubt. That is when I operate best, when there is doubt. Anybody that understands me will know I don't retreat from any problem. I meet every problem head on. And I crush it, I defeat it, and I march on. That is what we shall bring to this very struggle. Somebody wrote to me when we started this very thing and said that what makes a champion is somebody who never quits. That is what makes a champion. Somebody who never quits. A champion can never and never quit. Very, very critical. They do not quit. That is why we must go on in everything that we are doing to tell those that hope and believe in Biafra, that Biafra is going to come. There may be hiccups along the line. There may be things along the line that may give people false hope. That is how we know those who are cowards, those who cannot sustain, do not have the belly for a fight. But we shall march on, regardless, because we are unstoppable. Nothing can stop us. If you're foolish enough to stand in our way, you'll be mowed down. You'll be ground into the dust. That others may learn that this is Radio Biafra. We are going ahead this very evening to present the type of news that most people will understand resonates with 30th of May 2014. 30th of May is critical in our lives as a people. 30th of May represents the very Rubicon of a watershed in this very struggle. 30th of May is important to all of us. 30th of May is the beginning of the emancipation of this land from the clutches of the forces of darkness. We are the children of the light. That is why there is the rising sun in our flag. The rising sun in our flag was strategically positioned where the black strip is. We bring light where there is darkness. We don't kill. We name the human being mad, which means the beauty of life. We are a people that revere every other being around us. We started practicing political asylum before civilization came to Europe. Here we are. It is everybody go, but in case everybody can go quiet, which means natural justice. Live and let live, fair play to all. Natural justice. That is what we represent. That is what we are going to bring to bear. We must continue. We must go forward. We are reporting on this very day. Many, many years ago, in 1969, somebody sent this to me, and I thank you very, very much for doing this. I thank you, my dear brother, Uzoma Chukwu. He was the one that reminded me of this news today, and I commend him for it. I commend him in no small measure. We are reporting that in 1969, Nigeria banned Red Cross aid to Biafra. In 1969, when at the height of the starvation, they banned Red Cross aid to Biafra. The victims of this very exercise, those that were killed as a result of this, are those we are now remembering. They are the ones we shall honor on the 30th of May. The reason why we are bringing this very headline and accompanying news summary is to let everybody know that everything we do has historical significance. The people that we are going to remember on the 30th, this was, at least for the children, this was when their problem was at its highest. In 1969, Nigeria banned Red Cross from providing aid to Biafra that led to the death of millions of children. It is here, reported by the BBC. We shall recap it for you as we go on. We are also reporting what will happen to Okorocha now as a pregnant woman is sentenced to death for marrying a Christian. I hope that Her Britannic Majesty Queen Elizabeth II is listening. These are the people you put us together in the same country with. These are the people, when people tell me about one Nigeria, those of them who are demented in mind and in soul, those who are twisted, those who are conceived at the darkest recesses of the habitation of Satan, which is hell. When you speak about your one Nigeria, think about this. Pregnant Christian woman sentenced to death. Her crime is that she married. She was a Muslim married to a Christian. She's been sentenced to death. We must continue. Dangote's crime revealed as the plot to kill Ibaka Seaport. The plot, we told you people, when we tell you stories, you don't believe it. We report, some of you say no. Some of you fathered by Hausa Fulani men, thinking like your own kind, will say it is not true. It's been revealed now. They don't want you to import anything to Biafra Land Seaport. Port Harcourt is there, Warri is there, Calabar is there. You will not import your cars through these places. You have to go to Lagos. What is wrong with a Yoruba man coming to Calabar to come and take his or her car? What's wrong with it? What is wrong with them coming to Port Harcourt? Can't a Yoruba man come to Port Harcourt to come and take his or her car? Can't a Hausa man come to Port Harcourt to come and clear their car from Port Harcourt Wharf? Our people don't understand. But we are here to teach, to enlighten, to inform, to educate you as to what you're supposed to do. Dangote's crime plot to kill Ibaka Seaport uncovered. Forget presidency for now. We told them this nearly 10 years ago. Forget about presidency. Ohaneze Chieftain tells Igbo people. I don't know how much they've given to him, but that is how they are. An Igbo chief, an Igbo chieftain. That is what they say. That is what they do. Nobody has the mettle, nobody has the spirit to stand and say, this is what I believe in, come hell or high water. Only after a few days, you give them one teaspoon of crude oil and they start talking rubbish. God will strike us dead any day we dream. I did not say any day we do. There's a difference from dreaming and doing something. Any day we dream of dining with our enemies or thinking of anything else other than Biafra and what will bring us Biafra, not just Biafra but in truth and honesty. If Chukwu Abiama does not take my life, then I will know he's not God. The general officer commanding has been redeployed after the soldiers mutiny in Borno. The GOC that was nearly killed has now been redeployed because soldiers wanted to kill him. These are the men stealing all your money. They are the ones building houses in Dubai. They are the ones that their seventh wife will travel with your salary for 15 years as a soldier. They give you AK-47 Kalashnikov assault rifle with a few rounds of bullet, 36 in general, and then ask you to go into battle and fight enemies who are vastly more equipped than you are. You go in there and Boko Haram, who were previously cattle herders, will kill you. And he's in a conditioned office somewhere. The children are schooling in Geneva. They don't like Western way of life, but their children are in America schooling. But you, the recruit, the very stark illiterate recruit from somewhere, desperate to survive, that joined the army, you are there being slaughtered and being killed when your ogre at the top or the middle, depending on how you see it, is somewhere having fun. Boko Haram insider. The federal government of the Zoological Republic should negotiate with Boko Haram. Shetima, governor of Borno State, speaks. You must negotiate with the murderers, the killers, the terrorists, the butchers, and the senseless killers. You must negotiate with them. Did we not tell you that before? The North will cause another civil war, according to Asare Dokobo. Every day, this our brother speaks. Sometimes I love the things he says. In fact, I do. At least he's saying something. He's a freedom fighter. There's another freedom fighter in Biafra land. You know, his name is Rafael Owasurike. And he's not saying anything. And people wonder why. Because they have given him money, negotiated for and by Senator Chukwumerijie. Is that not correct? A simple oil block. You sold your conscience. Which is why people ask all the time, one day will Nnamdi Kanu be like Owasurike and sell out? And I say, I don't look at human beings, I look at those who are dead. 3.5 million. That is, to them I owe everything and obligation to, not to the living. Therefore, there is no way we can turn from what we are doing. It's impossible. They have decided to meet in Paris. They cannot meet in Lomé. They couldn't meet in Accra. They cannot go to Addis Ababa. Because all these places, no lights, no water, no electricity. Everything is impoverished. They are going to Paris. They are going to Paris to go and discuss about Boko Haram. I don't know why some African countries fought for independence, so-called, in inverted commas, from their colonial masters from Europe. They should have allowed the colonial masters to remain. Isn't it funny that after nearly 60 years of getting rid of the colonial tendencies, the imperialistic tendencies of Europe, we are running back to Europe to please come and colonize us again? That is black people for you. No wonder they call them monkeys. They can't reason properly. The same people that colonized you, you're running back to them to come and colonize you even more. You are holding a meeting in Paris. Why did you ask for independence? You can't go to Johannesburg. You cannot go to Niamey. You cannot go to any other capital in Africa. You are going to Paris. As you are discussing Boko Haram, you are banking the money you stole from your people. And they are the leaders. I don't know why they should go there. Those our people there, in fact, should come out on the street and arrest them. There's something called citizens' arrest in Europe. Arrest them for fraud, for looting, for crimes against humanity. All of them. The United States, as we reported yesterday, they have gone further to say we have no confidence in the Nigerian military and that the Nigerian military cannot defeat Boko Haram. It is here. We shall read it for you later on. We are also touching on the fraud, the lie, the deceit that is the Chibok girls. Isn't it funny how people can concoct a story? You give it to BBC and to CNN and it starts running like wildfire. Instead of them to get up one morning and say, we want to deploy our troops in your land because we want to experiment on genetically modified crops. Why can't they come out and say, we want to have unrestricted access to your oil? They said, oh, Chibok girls, come and bring them back. 260 girls missing. America is here. Britain is here. China is here. Everybody's coming here for 260 girls. Yes? Amazing. We must continue. And now, the news in greater detail. Millions of people, you must listen. We said that millions died. This is BBC reporting in 1969. Because English is not our first, second, or even for some of us, our sixth language. That is why we must ensure we explain our news properly that some of you may understand it. In 1969, BBC was reporting that millions, they did not say thousands, they said millions of people face starvation. I will read on. Millions of people face starvation because Nigeria has banned night flights of food aid to Biafra, a breakaway state at war with federal Nigeria. The Nigerian government has taken charge of relief operations on both sides of the front line and in doing so has stopped the International Committee of the Red Cross from coordinating aid to starving civilians. Are we listening to the English language here? Millions of people being starved. Out of those millions of people being starved, Go on and Awolowo stopped the supply of food aid. Now the question is, what became of those millions that we are starving without food? It's from the BBC, not from Radio Biafra, in 1969. BBC is telling us that millions of people we are starving in Biafra. And now, Go On and Awolowo conspired to stop the food aid from going in. The next question becomes, what happened to those millions of people starving? Did they get food from anywhere else? Surprise, surprise, the answer is no. They were starved to death. If you don't know what dying by starvation means, don't give food to your child or your children this night until tomorrow evening. You yourself don't eat. Imagine somebody being that way for over a week, for 2 weeks. You quietly lose your voice. You lack the ability to stand up. You lack the ability to support yourself in any way, shape, or form. Very slowly your voice withers away. Very slowly your eyes shut down. Very slowly your lungs do not have enough supply of nutrients to be able to go up and down. Your diaphragm cannot move. And there you sit and you stop breathing because you are dead. That's what happened to us here. Not Radio Biafra saying millions of people died according to BBC. Not us saying it. BBC in 1969. That is why we must remember, and that is why we can never forget. Anybody that has forgotten these victims, these innocent children starved to death, that person, may death visit the children, even those unborn, because you must be evil. For you not to come out on the 30th of May to remember the suffering of these children, you don't deserve to have children yourself. You don't. General Yakubu Gowon, the leader of Federal Nigeria, refused to recognize Biafra, which declared independence in May of 1967. His forces have managed to shrink the rebel state to one-tenth of its original size, cutting it off from the seaports and other supply lines. Food aid can only be brought in from the air. Nigerian Information Commissioner Chief Anthony Nahoro told representatives of relief organizations in Nigeria's capital, Lagos, that only authorized relief operators will be allowed to take in permissible relief items for fear of any supplies getting into the hands of the Biafran troops. This means that all relief supplies will be inspected by armed forces before being allowed on to Biafra, and then only between 8 and 7 in the evening local time. Even Chief Anthony Nahoro. You know the funniest thing? There were Igbos who were doing Nadeko with Yoruba people that viewed Anthony Nahoro as a man. There is a group called, I don't want to mention their names before they say I'm against them. I'm not against anybody. They went to see Anthony Nahoro. They signed a document with the signature of Anthony Nahoro on it. They showed it to me in Lagos. I was at that meeting with Arin Zawok, the publisher of Eastern Pilot newspapers. They said Anthony Nahoro is supporting what we are doing. The South should come together. The same Anthony Nahoro here from this BBC report that was instrumental in the blockage and in the starvation of our people that died in their millions. Do you see people without principle? People without honor or shame? Men without integrity discussing Biafra? If your hands are not clean, you can't get Biafra. You are not worthy to discuss Biafra. That is why I pray every blessed day that Chukwu Abiyama may find it in him to grant his mercy upon us all, fighting to liberate our country. A 27-year-old woman in Sudan has been sentenced to death for converting to Christianity from Islam, sparking protests in a country already hit with social strife. Anywhere there is Muslim, there is problem. And do you know who put Sudan together? Can anybody tell me who puts the Sudan together here? British, of course, British. The hand of Satan. British. Maryam Yahya Muhammad Ibrahim had been ordered to give up her newly adopted Christian faith by Thursday and return to Islam. Judge Abbas Khalifa asked Ibrahim, the lady, whether she agreed to return to Islam after she said, "I am a Christian." a charge of apostasy was declared and the death sentence was handed down, according to judicial sources quoted by Reuters. We gave you 3 days to recant, but you insist on not returning to Islam. I sentence you to be hanged to death, the judge told the woman. The woman has also been charged with adultery for marrying a Christian man. This is the way that the Muslims live. And with Boko Haram ruling, in fact, with Odada anyway, if you vote Buhari in, this is what you get in the zoo. You people are in deep trouble. All of you claiming one Nigeria, you all face certain death in this place. Go and look at Somalia and what became of Somalia. Look at what is going to become of Sudan. Look at Syria, look at Iraq, look at Afghanistan. Anywhere you have virulent, violent Islam, the way of life of the people diminishes beyond recognition. The zoo is in trouble. These are the people that they want us to be with. A high-wired plot to obstruct the realization of the Baka Deep Seaport project within the deep waters of Akwa Ibom State by some highly placed persons working in tandem with some officials of the Nigerian Ports Authority has been uncovered. I hope our people are listening very, very carefully. According to a newspaper, checks revealed that the plot is being hatched by some opposition governors and some highly placed Nigerians to obtain an obnoxious letter from the MPA with a view to presenting the seaport project as not viable. The plot, according to their investigations, was designed to ensure that the Ibaka Deep Seaport initiative does not see the light of the day, thereby paving way for the development of new seaports in other parts of the country. It was gathered that the conspiracy against Akwa Ibom State in Biafra land seeks to discredit the seaport project under a non-viability cover, despite the fact that the federal government of the zoo has set up an implementation committee to facilitate preparatory works and capture the project in the 2014 budget, having been convinced that the port will boost the nation's economy and that of West Africa sub-region. Oyibo, English. Now we explain it in simple terms. There were plans by Akpabio to initiate or facilitate the building of a seaport. So that rather than you and I going to Lagos to go and bring in any item, we quite simply go to our country, which is Akwa Ibom State, a part of our country, and go and clear our goods. Any money we pay will trickle into the local economy of Akwa Ibom State to a large extent that of Biafra land and grow it. And do you know what happened? They said no. And who are those involved in it? It is Dangote, Yoruba people and Hausa people conspiring that Akwa Ibom should not have a seaport. Do you now see it? Despite having deep water, yet no seaport. And they say they are reforming, they are restructuring the new face of the zoo. People talk so much garbage. So much garbage. The former president of Ohanaeze Ndigbo Delta South and Central Senatorial District, Eze Peter Chukwu, has advised the Igbo to forget about being the nation's president for now and put their house in order. Chukwu expressed dismay over the current disunity within the Igbo race, describing the situation as their greatest undoing. It is a pity that the Igbos have not been able to put their acts together. It is also sad that their republican nature and attitude are great setbacks, lamented the Igbo leader. It is not our attitude of republicanism, my dear Peter Chukwu Eze. It is because our people are insincere. They are not truthful. Our people do not understand what they want and how to go about it. We are a simple example. That is something that Uchemefo used to say to me, and I used to dismiss it, but it is true. Our people suffer from "why is it not me" syndrome. Why must it be you doing something that is nice? Why not me? That is why we are in a mess. Our people cannot handle accolade. They can't handle it and be humble and submissive. Our people think that the only way to address individuals, our people think that the only way to see individuals is by comparing them to their lofty status, thereby helping in their pauperization and in their subjugation. We are not disunited. We are simply untruthful people. We are a people that sweep things under the carpet. I don't believe in sweeping things under the carpet. I confront it head on. Sweeping things under the carpet, KHFO, let's forget, is rubbish. It never worked anywhere. Never anywhere. Simple. You must lance a boil for that boil to go. You must lance it. You must cut it open, or else it won't go. It will fester and turn to something else, and you'll be dead. Before you know it, your leg will be cut off, or your arm will be cut off. The truth that our people we are known for has departed from us. People do no longer pass judgment based on a very dispassionate view of what is before them. People become unduly sentimental. That same sentimentality is what they call the economy of affection. Because your village contributed money to make your uncle the permanent secretary, because of that, he will steal all the money in the world to pacify his village during August meeting. Every other person doesn't matter. That is called economy of affection. It is not good. Ohaneze Ndibo, one of the chieftains, are saying, we should, of course it's right. Why shouldn't you forget it? Are we okay? How many factions in Ohaneze? Igbo Ezwe, Odeni Igbo, Igbo Upu, Igbo Nta, Igbo Etiti, Igbo Oka, Nrobi, everywhere. Any group with Igbo in it, I-G-B-O, is doomed to fail. Go and quote me anywhere. Tell me any Igbo group where there is no dissension, where there is no power tussle. That is why I said on radio, Biafra cannot come in here. We cannot. Welcome back, wonderful people. We lost transmission because, as always, the infrastructure here failed. I don't know what we are going to do, but we must continue until we eventually get it right. Not down to us, but until we learn a way to generate our own electricity and run our own communication system. And that can only be possible with the coming of Biafra. As I was saying and analyzing before, I was rudely interrupted by the circumstances that we are facing down here. I was saying that our problem, according to this, Eze Peter Chukwu, the former president of Ohaneze Ndibo in Delta South, our problem is not our Republican nature. It is the very devilish habitation that we carry inside us. Our people no longer know the truth. Men are no longer brave. Men are no longer forthright and truthful. You call a spade for what it is, based on the facts and evidence before you. That is why this very Biafra will come through the hands of those who are pure at heart, who are clean in all that they do, the hands of those who are fearless before their enemies. That is the problem we have as a race and as a people. Not because of a Republican nature. No, not at all. It is because everybody is wishing, why not me building the memorial? Why not me on Radio Biafra speaking? Why am I not a member of the Executive Council of the Indigenous People of Biafra? Why am I not a coordinator? Why is it not me who is the zonal coordinator? Why am I not the PRO? Why is it not me who is the treasurer? But in the country that you're in, doing security work, doing cleaning work, washing dead bodies, looking after old men and women, are you a counselor there? No. But you are pleading with them to give you visa to stay in their country and wash their old people. Yet when it comes to your own, you have this demonic, this heart of demon top of you. This is Biafra. People must learn. We continue. Few hours after some troops deployed to Borno on counter-insurgency operations fired shots at the official vehicle of the general officer commanding GOC, he's the GOC of the 7th Division Maiduguri, Major General Ahmadu Mohammed, as he attempted to address them. Defense headquarters yesterday announced his immediate redeployment. The defense headquarters, which described the shooting incident as sad, has also launched a military inquiry. It will be recalled that last Wednesday, some soldiers were reported to have fired shots at the official vehicle of the GOC when he came to my Malari barracks Maiduguri on a sympathy visit. There were also reports that the GOC aide who tried to protect him during the shooting incident were injured in the process. Confirming the GOC's redeployment yesterday, Director of Defense Information Major General Chris Olukolade at a briefing in Maiduguri said the GOC has been redeployed based on the decision of the headquarters. They are running away. They should kill all of them. If the Nigerian soldiers have any brain, shoot all your so-called major generals dead. Kill all of them. They are worthless and useless. General, you are not fighting in a foreign land. General, against market women selling crayfish. General, against unarmed motorists. You are a general against students. You have never faced any known army in the world before and defeated them. You couldn't have won the Biafran War without the help of the British. We have the letter sent by Harold Wilson to the Russian, to the Soviet counterpart, asking them to give you weapons and guns. Your air force was staffed by Egyptian pilots. With you alone, we would have overrun you. Borno State Governor Mr. Kashim Shettima on Thursday asked the federal government to consider the option of negotiating with the Boko Haram sect if the action would ensure the release of the Chibok school girls in their custody. Shettima stated this during an interview monitored on the cable news network in Abuja. The governor said, "We need to get these girls back and we don't have the luxury of time at our disposal. They are using the girls. That is now coming out. They arranged, they planned this nonsense about kidnapping to force the zoo. Everybody's looking for a climb down. To force the government of the zoo, led by the very impotent and imbecilic President Jonathan, to negotiate a climb down and hand over power to Islam. And that will be the end of you. Chibok girls, my foot." Former president of Ijaw Youth Council and leader of Niger Delta People's Volunteer Force, Alhaji Dokobo Asare, has said that those scheming to remove President Goodluck Jonathan from office were fanning the embers of war in Nigeria. He also accused northern leaders of creating the atmosphere of insecurity in the country. Asare, who addressed newsmen in Abuja yesterday, recalled that the ESA Kaita, who had represented a collection of northern oligarchy, had prior to 2011 general elections declared that they will make Nigeria ungovernable for Jonathan should he eventually emerge as president, pointing out that the incessant bombings and killings credited to the north based on Boko Haram was the manifestation of the threat by Kaita. Asare also, "We know all of these things before. Boko Haram is Hausa Fulani. That's all." West African leaders, they are called leaders because they hold political office and titles. They are meeting in Paris on Saturday to try to improve cooperation in their fight against Boko Haram sect, which has kidnapped more than 200 schoolgirls and threatens to destabilize the wider region. ECOWAS, West Africa. But we have ECOWAS headquarters. What happened to the ECOWAS headquarters building? So you leave ECOWAS headquarters, you go to EU headquarters to go and have meeting. Oh dear Lord. Okay, we can't go any further. The stupidity is there for all to see. While the United States explores more ways to help rescue the missing girls, it is faced with growing concern about the Nigerian authorities. Senior United States military and civilian officials have questioned the capacity of the Nigerian military, even with foreign assistance, to rescue more than 250 schoolgirls abducted over a month ago in Chibok, Borno State, in an unusually frank assessment that may shape the outcome of an international effort to release the missing students. One official said that the Nigerian security forces have so diminished in capacity that they are currently afraid to engage Boko Haram. I don't know why we are afraid of Nigerian army. They are scared of Boko Haram. imagine what will happen to them when they face the Biafran army. How can they survive? Even with British help, do you think they can win? No, they can't. Because we can now grow tomatoes using fluorescent light. We can grow some vegetables using only fluorescent tube. We can use a generator and fluorescent light to grow vegetables. In other words, food aid and starvation can no longer happen to us. We told you that we are prepared this time around. It's not like before. Nobody's going to starve, mind you. There is technology now. We can grow tomatoes from a gel on a test tube hanging in your balcony. You can grow tomatoes in your wardrobe if you want. All those starvation nonsense. Okay, is all gone and it's rubbish. We are prepared. We are prepared for them. The meeting I attended today was magnificent. We have been shown very clearly this is how many metric tons of food you can produce with nobody. Even if you burn down every vegetation here, we can still grow food. Once we have electricity, there will be food. So don't think about war and starvation. There won't be starvation anymore. We can tell you. Nigerian military is useless. The U.S. have come in and seen them. They said they are hopeless. The rifle that a Nigerian soldier is carrying is AK-47, Kalashnikov assault rifle. That is the same rifle we have ourselves. So, tell me. The only thing is that they have the authority to fire at will and kill, and we don't. They derive that from the coercion of state, because they feel that the state should have a monopoly of violence. That is about to change. After the 30th of May, the gates of hell will be opened. We must continue. Malam Muhammad Nafui, the chief imam of Nupe Road Jumat Mosque, Kaduna, has urged Muslims to offer special prayers for the release of the abducted Chibok school girls in Borno. He made the call in an interview after the Friday prayers in Kaduna. He's saying that Islam is a religion of peace and love. The same religion of peace and love in Sudan that they said that a girl must be beheaded, that they must kill her because she converted to Christianity. That is our news on this very day, the 16th day of May in the year of our Lord 2014, a few days to our remembrance of those that died that we may live. The construction of our monument is still ongoing. If you wish to support what we are doing in terms of the construction of this very monument, please call +234 9094665824. I repeat, +234 9094665824. If you want to join us, if you want to support what we are doing, not when we finish, you start calling us and say, oh, is there any way I can support and contribute? That time, I will say something you will not like. If you want to support the building of this monument and be known as one of those that built it, now, not tomorrow, on day before tomorrow, is when to do it. Now is when to do it. We are proceeding to allow our people here to say what is on their mind if they wish to. Before we open our lines, we know that some of you have been calling. And when our lines does open, the number to call is +234 8100904599. I repeat, +234 8100904599. That this is Radio Biafra. All of you and those of you wishing to say something must please understand that when you call Radio Biafra, endeavor to turn your system down. Endeavor to do all you can that others may be able to hear you, please. And our Skype line is also open. The caller on Skype, you are the first caller today. Your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra. Can you hear me?
Hello?
The caller on the phone, can you hear me? This is Radio Biafra.
Hello?
Yes, your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra.
Thank you, Director. My name is Ike Chukwu. I'm calling from Germany. I am from Omochukwu, Omomo, Mbiri, in Biafra Land.
Where do you come from again? Repeat that so that the world will hear where you come from.
Director, I said I came from Umuchukwu Umuamumbye in Biafra land.
What is the meaning of Umuchukwu in English language?
The children of God.
May Chukwu Abiyama bless you. That's the name of your village, the same name as my mother's village, Umuchukwu, the children of God.
God bless you too, Director. God
please go ahead.
You.
Go ahead.
I thank you so much, Director. I thank you for you putting so much energy in so many lives, in so many souls. You're giving voice to the voiceless, and you are the eye of the people that are blind. People are telling you that you will never know what you have done for us. Director, there is no more better explanation to what you are doing for Biafrans and to all black race in general. It is not only to Biafrans, but to all black race in general. I thank all those that are working with you in truth and faithfulness, and all the indigenous people of Biafra all over the world. I thank Ikechukwu Eniago, my namesake. I thank Rita Anebog. I will also like to use this great chance as a call to all those Biafrans in Munich here in Germany that they should rise up to this great call. I believe there is no family in Biafra land that did not suffer the great effect of the war, which we are still suffering till today. Even though saying that they were born after the war, let me ask them one question. Has it been better since after that war? All the killing and maiming, Islamization going on is just a little thing, what we are about to see. We can't be living near the river and be washing our faces with tears. What we are seeing here in the zoo is just a little thing that we should know that the zoo is not a place for us Biafrans. It is only Biafra that will give us the equal justice and freedom that we are all seeking for. The events in the zoo now gives us a great chance to rise up to this great call. The whole world is watching, but refuse to say anything or do anything. We have to rise up on this 30th of this month and let the world know that enough is enough. Director, I thank you, and may God bless you and bless all the people of Biafra. Thank you.
Thank you very much, my dear brother. Thank you very much. Only the name of where you come from lends every credibility to what I keep saying all the time, that people don't want to hear. Some people are deaf. I said to them, how can somebody who comes from a place called children of God, Umuchukwu, how can you not have God in you to answer his children? That is a very clear proof that we are directly descended from Chukwu Abiyama. Direct. Is there any place in Israel called Children of God as the name of a village? Not even in Israel. This land is holy. This very land is special. This very Biafra land upon which we stand is the dwelling place of the Most High on this earth. The only thing we can do as human beings is to ensure that Biafra comes. And before we do so, to remember those that gave their lives, that this very name may be brought to the fore. Is a very expensive name. For us to have the name Biafra, over 3.5 million people had to die for the name to come up. That is a very huge price to pay. A very noble sacrifice for which the living should be eternally grateful for. Thank you very much, my dear brother. Thank you.
Thank you, Director. Thank you.
Yeah, this is Radio Biafra. People are calling us, people are with us, and we ask them to join us. We ask them to be part of this wonderful phenomenon called Indigenous People of Biafra, answering to Biafrans wherever they are around the world. People say they want to come home. You will come home after the 30th. Your name and where you are, the caller on Skype. This is Radio Biafra.
Hello, good evening.
Good evening.
Yeah. My name is Pascal.
Pascal, what is your surname?
Hello.
They are not serious, are they? No, they're not. I thought they were serious, but they're not. Your name and where you are, the caller on the phone, this is Radio Biafra.
Hello?
Yes, speak up, please. Your name and where you are. Speak up.
Yes, my name is Ugweze Okoro. I'm calling Asia, but I'm from Amozare, East Alambano.
Please go ahead. The world is listening. Go ahead.
Actually, I'm very happy for what is going on, what our director and the other indigenous of Biafra are doing. I have a little contributions to make concerning after the 30th May. I think we, these people, Hausa people, we have to, you know, find a way. These people, they already conquered the eastern zone. I be sensing it, there might be some ammunitions in their mosque. I don't know if there's any way we can even penetrate to all the mosques in the eastern zone. Because these people, the way they are coming eastern, eastern region, I think there might be some aggressions in some of their mosques, and people don't know. So anytime they are talking, they will talk with boldness, they will talk with alacrity, there's nothing will happen. Because our people are not here. Our people just don't care what is going on. The only base buying and selling, do their business. They don't care what is going on. If the Boko Haram is still, people don't know. So this is a situation I'm trying to bring out. After the 30th May, we have to do something to fish all these people. If there will be anything that we do to penetrate into their mosque, because these people, I think, my mind is telling me something. Some of them already put some ammunition in there, and the authority cannot start them. But if it's church, they come and start church. The authority can never go to mosque and search the mosque. I never see one day they say they went to the mosque and searched the mosque. But they always move to church and search the church. So this is the idea I'm bringing, because we have to be very vigilant after the 30th May. Those things is what we need to know, and we have to try to find out. Or if even we can bomb all the homeless, we can do that. Also, what they are doing in the other side is already too much. This is what I'm trying to say, Coordinator.
Thank you very much, and you have put it very well, and I agree with you. I agree with you completely. The barrister has come. The barrister has joined us. Barrister Mammezu is on the line. Please proceed. Make some sense where none exists. Please, go ahead.
Thank you, Director. Thank you once again for the news discussion. Director, let me take the issue with the Muslim girl who has been condemned to death because she is married to a Christian. Not even married, but converted to be a Christian. And she's pregnant. And this woman has been sentenced to death. So, why is it that the Muslims are going around picking our women, converting them by force? Remember the issues of, I think, 7 months ago, two of our women, different women, evil women in particular, they were taken by Hausa Fulani Boko Haram and then given to their Alikali, or whatever they call them. When the father of this guy went to look for the daughter, they told him he is here for safekeeping. It is okay for a Muslim man to convert a Christian woman by force, but a Muslim woman cannot, out of her own volition, be converted into Christianity. Director, I tend to wonder, who is ruling this world? The Muslims or the ones who call themselves Christians? Now, they have the power to convert. They have the power to abduct, pregnant, and then convert Christian women to become Muslims. But a single Muslim woman who is saying, no, I'm fed up with this, your lifestyle. I was watching something. This woman, I don't know what this woman did in the north. They dug her grave. Put this woman in there, despite her pleas. They dug a grave. Put this woman, burn her two legs. What was coming out, just her head only. They covered her head. A woman. And start stoning this woman until this woman died. These are the people who we are put together with, yeah? These are the people who will stupidly tell you Muslim is a peaceful religion. It's a violent religion that should not even be introduced to your worst enemy. Your enemy. You want him to die. You cannot even introduce him to join Islam or become a Muslim. It's a violent religion that's supposed not to come close to the worst enemy you ever have. The way they treat women. This is a woman that brought you into this world. They stoned this woman, bowed her neck, therefore she cannot move. All that was moving was just her head. Shame to our women who are married to Muslims because of money. Shame on all of you listening. Married to Muslims, uncircumcised men. Shame on all our sisters. I still have some other women who are married to them because of money. Uncircumcised element. They have no mercy in them. They have no justification in anything they do. But they are saying, bloody one Nigeria. Very soon we will know if we are one Nigeria or if we are two. An expired country that supposed not to exist in the first place. They treat women that's supposed to be revered, women that's supposed to be respected, women supposed to be treasured. The Muslims treat women like as if they are nothing. And most of our people join them because of money. Shame on all of you who are friends with them and those who are even married to them. Shame on all of you, I repeat. It doesn't worth it. Let me go to the second one, 1969. The British were there, Americans were there, when they banned planes that are supposed to bring food into Biafra land. Christian world, they are all there. Muslims banned. And of course we know they support them. They even gave them ammunition. What are we talking about? They support them to kill, to starve our people. And some of all these are Christian brothers. Whenever you talk, don't bring religion. What shall we bring in? Your people died. Your children died. God knows what they could have become today. Don't bring religion. You don't have to bring religion because you yourself, you are alive. If you are dead, you will not tell anybody, don't bring religion. What a shame the kind of life we live in. Those who are alive, they can direct what we can talk about and what we should not talk about. Because you are alive. What about those who are dead? Are you better than them? Don't bring religion. Look at, don't bring religion. The Hausa Fulani Boko Haram can easily convert you. Nobody will talk. But a Muslim woman, she's pregnant. But she has been condemned because she's married to a circumcised, merciful Christian. Christian and Muslim. Which one do you prefer? Christianity? Islam? Which one is far more better? The one that will forgive and be merciful? Or the one that will kill you, not even kill you, will kill you in the most uncivilized, uncircumcised way? They will stone you to death. They will behead you. Should they be alive? Should they be included in any society? No. But some of our women are marrying them. They came to your own country. They invade your own country. They are now in charge of your oil. They took that oil so that you come and marry them. They will convert you easy peasy. But one single Muslim woman said, I'm fed up with this kind of culture. Let me become a Christian. They have condemned her to death. Christianity will be watching. Because they themselves, they love money. They want to get oil. They will not talk. And you will see a few letters. Amnesty. Clemency. What a shame. Our people, I don't know why we run away from reality, why we run away from things that we should talk about, why we run away from something that is devilish, something that is evil. Don't bring religion. No, no, don't talk about it. But the people, you don't want to talk about the religion. They brought your religion to you so that you become stupid. We've told you, be wise. Whatever you are handed over, look to it. Look unto it and think. Don't sheep yourself sheepishly. Anything that has been given to you, look into it. You have the brain to think. You have your mind to assess things. Even I'm talking, some of our people they've turned their brain and their head completely away from what I'm talking. After which you see somebody who will ring. Are you saying we should not carry on with our Christianity? They will not listen to what I'm saying. They will take the opposite side. Should we stop going to church? You are going to church, you are being killed. You cannot defend yourself. This is why I'm a Christian. But the Muslims will defend themselves and say this is why they are serving the God of Islam, or why they are Muslims. They will defend it. Christians cannot defend anything. You are weak, even in your defense. You are weak. But those who hate you are killing you. The Bible did not say if your enemy comes to you. If we are talking our present time, what about those who lived during the period of Moses, Joseph, the period of Abraham? Were they not fighting? These people were even closer to God than you are today. None of you are close to God. If you go to the book of Romans, Romans 21 verse 23, read it. It says, for all of you have sinned and God shone glory of God. No one is without sin. If you are a sinner, what are you pretending? Others are killing you. Let me not preach too much, so that people will say, I am stopping them from worship whatever you are worshiping. But be wise, be clever, be intelligent on whatever you do. Your people are dying. Look at how they starved your own people. Put us into Kwashiorkor, 1969. How many perished? The British talked about it. Osama brought it to our notice. He sent it to me, and the director read about it. He brought this to our notice. This is 1969. These are the things that happened. We didn't do it. It came from BBC. But what did BBC do? They didn't do nothing. You are Christians. Been given the Bible. Those who gave it to you, our people died. I lost cousins. I lost nephews. Those who died during Nigerian Biafran time. They suffered Kwashiorkor. They died. But what are we talking today? The same thing. Free Biafra. So that we can organize ourselves. How can you be in a society that will kill women? Behead men. What kind of society is it? Biafrans, where are you with your Christian thinking attitude? You want to remain under one Nigeria. They are killing you. You have no respect for yourself. Look at Dangote. Doesn't want you to go to Calabar or go to Akwa Ibom to claim your cars. They will stop it so that you keep going to Lagos to claim your container before you reach Ibadan. They have taken almost all your profit. Which Ozu? Our people, out of, because you like business, trading, buying and selling, your brains are gone away. You are no longer what you're supposed to be. Mistrust, as the director said earlier. We are prisoners, but we don't tell ourselves the truth. What a shame, dear friends, what a shame. John Leonard, this guy is a musician. He died in America. They shot him in America. This guy dropped all the prestige the Queen accorded to him. You are this, you are this. The guy dropped it. How can you give me all this? And the people of Biafra, the children are dying. How can you say you give me all this and all that? The guy dropped it. What about Steve Jobs? Steve Jobs, who died lately, went to church, ask a priest, is there God? The priest said, yes. If there is God, why are Biafran children are being killed? Till Steve Jobs died. He never visited that church anymore. But those of our people school, the one that gave you the Bible, you even hug it and hold it so tenaciously as if it's your own private business. Those who have reasoning powers will tell you what you are giving to is crap, because he made you not to think anymore. He made you to die and die again. No more repentance for you. Some of you will die tomorrow. Another one will die. How many people have been killed in Bronu? Our people. Go home, go home, go home. They are still there. In Jesus' name. And you're dying. What a shame. Nigeria has always been against Biafra. They don't like us. Dangote is happy. He is in Calabar waters. Importing cement, importing this, importing sugar. Only one man. And Biafrans kept quiet, because when you talk, they give our hands the money. All of you keep quiet. Shame to all of you. And I hope Biafra comes as quickly as possible, so that those who believe in Nigeria and believe in Hausa Fulani will join them. We don't want to see you again, because you guys have betrayed all of us. Betrayed your children, betrayed your women, betrayed everybody. Director, I'm reaching to that point, I get upset. I'm so upset that I start shouting. I've been advised to stop shouting. Just take it easy. That's what I want to do now, Director. What a big shame. And I cannot wait for this 30th of May, so that we can gather ourselves together and know those who are for Biafra and those who are not for Biafra. All I ask for is collective effort. Unification of Biafran. For the sake of it, unify and fight a common enemy. According to the Satan of Sokoto, he said you should unify and fight a common enemy. Biafrans are not agitated. We are not killing nobody. All this while we have been talking about Biafran and how we bring Biafran together. We have not gone to shoot anybody. But what are we being seen? We are marginalized, job denied. Our women that have studied have been refused jobs, sacked by Lord Jonathan. Let me remember this guy, Asare Dokubo. Yeah, at least he's talking. But his talking is not beneficial. He kept saying that Goodluck Jonathan will come in 2015. Asare Dokubo, we are not talking of 2015. Lord Jonathan himself has been very, very partial. He will give money to Ahanez and Niwo. They keep quiet. His people are dying. That's my good friend. How can you give money to me? My people are dying. You say I should keep quiet. Ahanez will keep quiet because you're bribing them. Chibok. Chibok girls, bring our girls home. He's dying quietly. America, USA, China, they find their way. But I hope they are for us. Because if they are not, Director, 1967. We were in darkness.
Yes.
We held the world for 3 years. Now that we are awake, alive, if the same type of people still come, but these days we are alive, all of us will die.
Yes,
because we held up for 3 years, now you'll be forever. Because I now get paid. We will not agree that we are marginalized abroad, internationally. We are still marginalized in our hometown. We have Calabar oil waters there. We have Apaibom waters there. We have River Niger. Yet, we have to go all the way to Lagos. That they are shipping us home. If we don't get Biafra this time, those who believe in Hausa Fulani, Boko Haram, prepare to go and live in Sokoto, because any living being will die. There is a way you treat somebody. Our people will say, there is a millipede. Millipede is harmless. But when you push this millipede to an extent, you will bite. We have been pricked so much that our people just die every week. Nobody is speaking on our behalf. What the Western people are looking for is our oil. We have been touched to a level that all of us are now willing to die. What are we living for? If you have recovered from your sickness and your son or daughter died, have you recovered? No. You are enjoying, but Biafrans are dying. Shame on those who believe in themselves and in their family. Director, let me call my sheep here. Thank you.
Thank you. The very eminent barrister himself, thank you very much for that. Very succinct, very, very precise, and also thought-provoking. There were a few things that the barrister said I would like to pick upon, but I would also like to summarize it by saying the following words. There was a 20-year-old student of Columbia University. His name is Bruce Mayrock. I don't know how many people remember him. Our people must know that this very generation fighting for the restoration of Biafra, that we are grounded in history. Everybody that suffered for us who is dead, you died or you killed yourself as a result of Biafra, we are going to remember you. At our memorial, which we are building right now as we speak, this 20-year-old Bruce Mayrock that killed himself because of the abominable suffering of Biafran children. He was a 20-year-old student. He's from New York area. He was a student of Columbia University. When other black people were going to school, this person was touched by the evil being done to Biafran children. He said, "What? Why am I alive and these children are dying?" He killed himself. The reason why this young man killed himself is because Biafrans were being killed. He killed himself in America publicly, that the whole world may respond to Biafra. This man, Bruce Mayrock, we are going to honor him on our memorial. We are going to write his name. You see, inside the memorial is compartmentalized into four. There are four corners in each section. On the inside of the wall, every known sector that fought and repelled our enemies will be remembered. Abagana Owere Omuahia. That is what comes to mind. We are researching other areas where very serious and ferocious battles took place and the commanders that commanded those units. We are going to immortalize their names. Do you think we are ungrateful? Do people seriously think that they will fight for their country and die and will forget them? That is nonsense. Now we can't do that. Bruce Mayrock died. Ohaneze doesn't remember him. Some of you Biafrans don't know who he is. You don't remember him. The other person is Steve Jobs. Steve Jobs of Apple took his own too far. Steve Jobs said that he will stop going to church because if God existed, that the suffering being meted out to Biafran children would not have happened. That was how bad it was. Those children that starved and died on the 30th of May, we remember them. Bruce Mayrock will be remembered. We are also going to remember Steve Jobs for drawing attention to the plight of Biafrans. We shall also remember him. But Bruce Mayrock, more than any other person, will enjoy a pride of place out of honor. Out of a sense of duty, he burnt himself to death to tell the world that the suffering of Biafran children is too much to bear. We are going to immortalize him on our memorial. When you come in there and look up facing the east, you will see his name. He will forever be remembered in this very land. We are grateful people. We are not ungrateful. We are grateful people. If you serve your country, we shall be loyal to you. And this goes to everybody coming back after the 30th of May. If you know you cannot follow military order and discipline, please stay where you are and do whatever it is that you're doing. If you come back here, you will follow orders. Anything you're told to do is what you do. You will not respond back. If you respond back, you'll be removed. If we ask you to stand outside, you will stand outside for days on end. Anything you're told to do is what you will do. If you cannot do it, please do not come back. We are in a military situation. We are not having Ohaneze meeting. You are given an order and you obey it. If you cannot obey an order, do not come back. This is Radio Biafra. And we must proceed. Bruce Mayrock, if you come and you see his name written in gold, we are grateful people. Your name and where you are, the caller on the phone, can you hear me? This is Radio Biafra.
Yes, I can hear you, sir.
Please go ahead.
This is Solomon Adiakalam from Obo, and here in Malaysia. So what I want to contribute is based on the Boko Haram issue concerning the Shakao, which the new video was being released and was said and told that their men has been encamped already in Enugu, Abuja, and Lagos. So that any time from now that there is going to be an explosion. So I think that after the 30th of May, that every Hausa oligarchy living in that zoo shall be eradicated out from the eastern region. That's what I have to contribute. Thank you very much.
Thank you very, very much. And I concur with you. We also have to prepare for our people to come. We need to prepare for them to come. Please go ahead, my dear sister. You have something to say? Please say it. Go ahead.
Yes. Thank you, Director. I really want to talk on this the threat from Boko Haram, the leadership of Boko Haram, threatening to bomb Enugu and other places in Biafra land. And I don't want our people to just take it that it's an empty threat, because they have devised every means with which they will carry out this their enterprise. We have been crying out, we have been saying it, that
they have come here.
They have.
And nobody's listening.
Yes, they are everywhere, especially in the churches. Last week, myself and those, we were in a church, and the service, well, myself, Osi, and Uke, yes, the service was going on. It was on a Sunday. The Hausa people, who are the security people, they were playing their music. They were listening to their broadcast and playing their music. Meanwhile, a church service was going on in the same compound. And our people...
And who employed them?
The Catholic
Catholic church employed the yes. Catholic priest employed Hausa people to be gathering Catholic churches here.
Everywhere in Enugu, including the Holy Ghost Cathedral, which is the biggest Catholic church in Biafra land. St. Joseph Catholic Church in MNA is one of, and a bishop is living inside that, and in that place is housing primary schools, secondary schools, is housing guest houses, everything belonging to the Catholic. But from the beginning of that gate to the end of that gate, you see Hausa Fulanis as the security guards. And I called somebody, I was asking, I said, is it that we cannot employ our own? And they said, they take a lesser salary. Some of them don't even take salary at all. Some of them don't take salary at all. And our people are saying it cannot happen. Before you go and tell somebody guiding a Catholic church that he should go, you must first of all tell the priests, tell the bishops, tell your pope that these people are there not just as security agents, but that they are there as members of Boko Haram Islamic people. They will do what they have planned to do if we keep waiting, if we keep keeping quiet. It will not take them anything to overrun. It will not just take them anything, because in the marketplaces, they are the security people. In the filling stations, they are the ones selling fuel. In the hotels, they are the security people, including the churches. In our respective homes, in the homes of influential Biafrans, I don't know, our people are not security conscious at all. The other day I was in the bank and they were showing the Chibok girls, and our people were saying, hey, they have already Islamized the girls. They have, and I asked the man, I said, what about you? Have they not Islamized you? He said, no, I am a proud Catholic. I am proudly. I said, how can you be a Catholic when you are dining with unbelievers? I think the Bible said that you should not be equally yoked with unbelievers. I don't know what has come over our people. I sincerely don't know what has come over our people. I think those of you in diaspora, you still have some homework to do. If you can begin to call on your brothers and sisters here, your parents, the Catholic churches, the seminarians, the Catholic brothers, the sisters, the reverend fathers, tell them that these people that take peanut as salary, they are there not just to take salary, they are there to kill our people. And like I used to say, if any of our children, especially those of them in primary school, if anything happened to them, their blood shall be asked of from the reverend fathers and the bishops. Because you cannot bring your enemy to guide you. You cannot bring your enemy to guide you, including the marketplaces. Our people have gone so, I don't know. They tell you that they even love the Hausas more than the Igbos. They love the Hausas more than, they come, they shine my shoe, they come, they fetch water for me, they come, they do this, and they will not take anything. Nothing good comes too cheap. Anything that is good does not come cheap. If you don't want to pay quality salary to earn quality services, then be prepared to die. Be prepared to die. But my prayer is that as you are dying, let the young ones, the children that know nothing about what you are doing, let them not die with you. Thank you and God bless you.
Thank you very much, dear sister. Thank you very, very much. This is Radio Biafra. Let those that have ears hear. The Catholic Church here in Enugu, they are busy employing Hausa Fulani guardsmen. These are the soft targets they are going to bomb. They must remember Madala. If you have people in Enugu, just tell them to stop congregating in large numbers where you have these Fulani men and Hausa men. They will kill all of them one day here in Enugu. The stupidity of our people knows no bounds. In Hamburg, in Germany, there is a picture being circulated, commented upon by our dear sister Ngozi Madu. We are a bunch of idiots, they said, are from Anambra South Senatorial District. They are holding up a placard saying, Anambra Senatorial District in Hamburg, bring back our girls. I want our people in Hamburg to send me the names of these people and the villages where they come from. I said it a while ago, only a few days ago, that I want to know where the people fathered by Hausa Fulani men are. And they are to remain, huh? Between 67 and... Where are those people? They are in Hamburg, in Germany. We have seen them. They said, bring back our girls. Able-bodied fools bearing Igbo names in Hamburg who could not come out for Biafra, who did not come out to remember their own 1 million girls killed. 1 million killed. They are talking about fake phantom Hausa girls. I want Collins, our coordinator, in Hamburg. And I want this information by tomorrow morning. He will acknowledge this. I want our coordinator of coordinators, Uche Nonyema, to get on to Hamburg immediately. Circulate this picture. We need the names of these buffoons. These monkeys from Anambra. These idiots from Anambra. Fathered by Hausa men. We need their names. They will not support Biafra, but they will support Hausa girls. Fake story that even CNN is now beginning to retract slowly, that it is a fake story. They are carrying Bring Back Our Girls. I need the names of these people. Onyema, go on, get on to Collins immediately from Hamburg. Circulate the pictures of these morons. We need their names. They're in Germany. Didn't bring back our girls. Mad people. These type of idiots can't enter Biafra. That is the like they can do. They will not come in. These people can never come in. Tell them that is what we said. Never come in here. Never bring back your girls, stupid people. This is Radio Biafra. Yes, okay, go ahead.
Thank you, Director. My brothers and sisters, we are friends worldwide. This is your brother Kichukwu is from Onkano. I just want to make a little contribution to what people have been saying. nobody's nantiga anu anahako bata. Which simply means that a word is always enough for the wise. But I wonder if our people are still wise. I was going to Ogu today with some of our people in Enugu, and we met some men and women. Although some of them understand what we are talking about, but many of them are not prepared. But I'm not surprised, because when time comes, at fullness of time, everyone will hear the sound, and even the blind, they will understand. It is no longer child's play. I want to comment on the one of our brothers said about the mosque that should be go and search. My brother, it's not just their mosque. It is their right to carry weapons, any type of weapons. It is their birthright. It is the birthright of the Northerners, the Abokis, the Malams. It is their birthright to carry any type of weapon they wish. They can brandish it anyhow, anywhere, at any time, in any state of the Federation. That is their birthright. And nobody challenged them, not even the authority. But if they caught you with ordinary razor blade, then you'll be heading to jail. As long as your name bears Okechukwu or something else. But if your name bears Ishak or Adamu, you can have even AK-47 parading everywhere, and who cares? So searching their mosque is just a wasting of time, because they have it everywhere they are. They have weapons already. And for our people that do not know that something is about to happen, the best you can do is to think. Listen to Radio Biafra. Pick your phones and call. If you are confusing in any way, we'll put you right. And I want to use this opportunity also to tell our people in Enugu and environs that our meeting is coming up on 18th. That will be on Sunday by 2 o'clock in the afternoon. Of course, the best you can do is to attend the meeting for more information, for clarity, and for you to know what is about to happen. Because, like I told some people in Ogu today, that my only problem is that when it happens, you will hear, they did not tell us, they did not inform us, because our people know how to blame other people for their own mistakes and their stupidity. But this time around, I don't give a damn. Whoever wished to join the train, the moving train, of course, should come for the meeting on Sunday here in Enugu, and we will put you right. Whatever you can do, you do it. And we'll see. Not hearsay or had I knew. This is not a political party where they share you five naira or 15 naira and you go about making noise. This is a serious business, and we'll do it to the end so that you can achieve a good result. And that's why we are here, having sleepless nights, working day and night, to make sure that what happens to our forefathers do not continue. Thank you, and God bless.
Thank you very much. Thank you very, very much for that, okay? Thank you very much. So there's a meeting. When is the meeting happening? On Sunday here at Enugu. Enugu is very strong, as we see it at the moment. That is why we are here, our own capital, and our people are responding. And we pray that they continue to do so, because Biafra belongs to everybody, but not to those from Anambra, Senator. I don't want to say something that they say, oh, I'm attacking Anambra people. They are in Hamburg. I have posted their picture on Radio Biafra London. I need the names of these people and where they come from. We need their names. The coordinator of all coordinators, Uchenno Nyema, you will get on to Collins immediately, who coordinates Hamburg. We need the names of these chimpanzees. We want their names. Bring back our girls. These fools fathered by Hausa Fulani men of wayward mothers. Such idiots cannot enter Biafra land. In a month that we are crying over the senseless slaughter of our children, these idiots are deeming it fit to remember Hausa Fulani. Fake story for that matter. Chileke Bohunok. Please go ahead.
Thank you, Director. Once again, my name is Ostokeke. For Mumu's in Anambra, and Director, I must start from correcting you because I happen to come from that same Anambra you were calling this night. We have two brave men in this studio here when you are castigating us. We want to make it very clear that
Osi, you're here with us, so we'll come back in a minute. Let's take this call. Are they still there? The caller on the phone, can you hear me? I do apologize for the late coming. Have they gone? Are they still there?
Yeah. Please. Good evening, Director.
Good evening, please. Your name and where you are. Go ahead.
Okay, my name is Okechukwu Ezenoloma. I'm calling you from Maraba, Nasarawa State.
Thank you very much. You're welcome to the program. Go ahead.
Okay, Director, I thank God, the Almighty Chukwu Abiyama, for what he's using you to do to the people of Biafra. And I pray that everything will come to pass. Coming about the march on 30th of May, I believe that after that march, which is the first of its kind, after the war, when our brothers and sisters were massacred in cold blood, I believe their spirit will be happy and their spirit will rise and hunt down the zoo. And the zoo will be in disarray. Why Biafra will stand. So I pray that every man and woman, men and women with Biafran blood will arise and know that Biafra is the only hope we have. Even where all of us are living in the north here, we are preparing to come back home and live in our land. We are God. Is preparing for us, which is Biafra. It's very dear to us. If you look around in the north here, you know that the houses are very, very diabolic. They are very, very acidic. In fact, I have never come across this kind of people. They are very, very terrible. The most terrible people I have come across with. In fact, whatever they are doing everything upside down. When you have an issue with them, illiteracy, when you have an issue with them, whatever they told their brother is what you did. They don't care to know. And the next thing is that they will beat the hell out of you and kill you instantly. They are not human beings. Where we are the businessmen, where we close our shop, they will use it for our shop to sleep there. And that's how they live their life. They don't value anything. If you talk to them and say, go and burn that house there, they don't value it. That's how they live their life. And we are not the same thing with them. We are not the same thing and we cannot be the same. So that is my contribution. I pray that Chukwu Abiyama, who started this work, who make us to know that we are coming from a place, will lead us through to that Biafra land, which we cherish more in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen. Amen and amen. Thank you very much, my dear brother. Thank you. Osi, please continue.
Thank you, Director. Actually,
you are saying you are from Anambra.
Of course,
you're not this. Part of these people.
We are not coward people. We are not coward. These ones are our fathered ones. That doesn't make us reject our origin. Actually, I want to use this opportunity to touch on the buffoon called Dangote, who is against our dear governor to build a seaport in Akwa Ibom. I want to remind our people of something. You know why I'm interested in this particular news whenever I hear the director? I happen to be among those who fall the victim of Nigeria seizing the container, seizing my goods in 2005 before I traveled abroad. They seized our 40-foot container from Japan when they banned the Tokumba Electronics in 2005. I happen to be among those who fought the victim. So that is why whenever I hear such a thing, I always like to educate our people and to enlighten our people what is happening to us in that very aspect. Hence, you bear Igbo name, Biafran name. I must make it very, very clear to you, my people. Nothing for you in the zoo seaport here. They useless us. They render us useless. All the sufferings you have been suffering all your life, under a minute, they render you useless. Why are they against us for having a seaport in Biafra land? They know all that they are doing to us. They know the pain we are passing through. And they know if any seaport start work today, hungry will kill those of them out there in Yoruba Hausa land seaport. They know this. That is why they don't allow us to even think so about such thing. I want to make it clear to our people who still believe in this very zoo that your name will remain sorry forever, because Nigeria have nothing to offer you. The Zoological Republic of Nigeria have nothing. I repeat, it has nothing to offer you. That is why you must wake up. I also want to use this opportunity to remind those of them who are still listening, those of the secret listeners. Today I happened to talk with my junior brother. He told me where they live, that many people are listening to what we are doing, and many people chooses to remain secret listeners. And we are using this opportunity to let them know that as they have choose to be a secret listeners of Radio Biafra, those of them coward who refuse to step out to identify with us on what we are doing, if you think we are going to fail, you are already a failure. You have already failed, because we can't afford to fail in this very movement. I am also using this opportunity to warn those who is out in this very movement, and they are in this very movement with hypocritical service. Iruabo, sabotage. We beg, we plead for you to change your mind, for you to come out in truth and honesty. We make it open that we don't entertain sabotage in this very movement. We are realizing that most of us, both home and abroad, is in this very struggle with sabotage. Iruabo, they come on air, they talk, you love what they say, you think you are with them. They go your back, they blackmail you. Leave these people, he do this, they do that. We don't have time for such thing anymore. We beg each and every Biafrans, wherever you are, to step out in this very movement of Biafran restoration. We are on the ground, and we have been working for our country. And believe me, we are seeing the result of our handwork. Because the zoo, like you said yesterday, Director, you were giving them instances when we was at the mortuary in Amiibo. The policemen, they did not just run, but their master leave, he trek, go out from the vehicle. He didn't even follow them. He have to sneak out from the vehicle before he called the boys to bring out the vehicle from there. These people are so afraid, to the extent of, in fact, their cowardice is uncalled for. So my people, wherever you are, you remain a fear. You still are scared of what we are doing. You don't want to die. This is the reason why we remain slave. This is the reason why we have been slave all this while. Just because of fear. Fear of war, death. How many times do a man die? Once. My people, we call upon you to come out in mass, to support what you are doing, to step out in truth and honesty, because Biafra must come. Thank you so much, Daniel.
Thank you very much. It's not every Anambra person that is like that. You're from Anambra, Uchemafas from Anambra, Chuka Bosa is here from Anambra as part of the advance guard. No, not everybody. But in the Awasa and Rory, in Anambra State as well, we must recognize that. They came in, they impregnated with very wayward women, and they gave birth to children. They are now in Germany, in a place called Hamburg. And then there was they're in Hamburg. These fools can't enter Biafra. When we say people think, I don't know if people think we are playing or we are joking. Hagar, what kind of Biafra can you? I feel sorry for them. Do we have a caller on the phone? I don't know. Do we have a caller on the phone? Yes, we do. The caller on the phone, thank you for waiting. This is Radio Biafra. Please go ahead. The caller on the phone, can you hear me? Maybe one of the bastards from Germany, I don't know. They're calling from Germany. Maybe Hamburg, I don't know. Your name and where you are, the caller on the phone, can you hear me?
Hello?
Yes.
Hello?
Yes, hello, I can hear you. Go ahead.
Yeah, I can hear you very well. My name is Musa Aturo. I'm calling from Switzerland.
No, your voice is too low. Your voice is low. Can you come closer to your phone, please, and speak to me? You're using hands-free,
yeah,
please.
I'm very close to my phone now.
Better, it's better. Go ahead.
Can you hear me now?
I can hear you now. Please go ahead. Yes.
Okay, my name is Asoro. I'm calling from Switzerland, Ben.
Yes, go ahead.
Okay. First, I met a friend. He's an Igbo guy. Can you hear me?
My dear brother, no, we can't. Your line is shaky. It is very, very shaky. Very, very shaky. You have to call us back. Very, very shaky. I don't know. Do we have a caller on Skype? Can you hear me?
Yes, director, I can hear you.
Yes, please. Go ahead.
Yes, good evening, director.
Good evening.
My name is Sunday Okpalaye.
What is going on this evening, for goodness sake? Our phone line, our Skype. What is happening? Okpalaye, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Because your line is very bad. There is this rattling sound going on. I don't know what is happening.
Hear me now, David.
It sounds as if you are in underground bunker somewhere.
No, I'm not. But can you hear me now?
I can hear you now. It's better. Please go ahead.
All right. Good evening, director.
Good evening, madam.
Good evening, everyone at the studio with you. And also all the Biafrans around the world, I'm saying greetings. Director, I've got one announcement and few comments to make. For those that died during the Biafran War, and those that Boko Haram have been killing, and for those that you mentioned during when you were reading the news that died, those that burned themselves up, I myself, for the Remembrance Day, 30th of May, I want to do something for them. I want to cycle 30 miles from working where I live to Trafalgar Square where we have our demonstration. That's what I want to do as a living, doing it to the death. I'm going to have some people to support me to do that. I've told them at my workplace and all my friends and family, they will support me and help me for the cycling. It's over 30 miles. And any proceedings that I got from people supporting me will go in the building of the memorial. And also, I want to say to anyone in United Kingdom that want to do the same, I think it's a very good idea. Because I remember some I've supported many people doing cycle or running for either cancer research or something else, but I'm doing this one for the memory of those that died from 67 to 70 and after that, and even those that died before then. That's why I'm doing it.
That's wonderful. It's a very magnificent gesture, and I wish other people can take it up. What I want to, Obalenwe, as you cycle from Surrey, from working, is he working, you're in, or is he Guildford? Where do you live?
Working.
You are in working. It's a very far journey. As you cycle from working into Trafalgar Square on that very fateful day to go and congregate and meet our people, I want you to know that what you're doing is very, very personal as well as public. You are doing something that will take away something from you. You will strain every muscle, every sinew in your body. You will need every energy to be able to cycle for that length, over 30 miles, if I'm not mistaken. What you are doing is a test of character, for something to go away from you, a sacrifice. People don't know the meaning of sacrifice. You must lose something. Something must get away from you. That's what we are doing. So we commend you for that. And as you cycle along, you remember all the children that died. Those that we are honoring by remembering their death. You must also remember Bruce Maynock. You will remember Steve Jobs of Apple, the man that brought out Apple. How he was concerned. Of course, he didn't die as a result of Biafra. He died of pancreatic cancer. He did not die at the front line. He did not offer himself up as sacrifice the same way that Bruce Maynock did. That Bruce Maynock we must honor, we must remember. Our children, our brave soldiers, the likes of Onwuachi Ogunjokweze, all of them, all our brave battalion commanders, those of them that commanded all the armies of Biafra, those that saw battle, those that fought for their country, those that died, those that killed themselves rather than live under Nigeria, we must salute them on that very day. And as your cycle, you are also saluting them. Thank you very much. Thank you and God bless you. Thank you.
Director, I've got a few more things to
go ahead.
Say, and that
go ahead.
Will be quick so other people can come in. Another thing is, for all the things that I've learned from listening to Radio Biafra and learned from you and all the callers, any day you will have like a world debate, Director, come in, I will be in your crew.
That's something somebody said today. He said after listening to Radio Biafra for over a year, they can now go and tackle any issue on Biafra. They can meet anybody anywhere. I couldn't stop laughing today when I heard it.
Head on. You know, Director, today I had an argument with two English couple. They are white people. And the husband told me that he lived in Africa for 5 years. That the problem in Africa is, you know, poverty and greed and corruption and all the rest of it. Then, you know, because I like to argue about Biafra so much. In any way you bring it on, I will take it on. So I was arguing with them. So, but what case the argument is when I gave them a definite example of what Western world would have been. You know, in December, January, there's a big storm in England. And the mother to my wife, they had blackout from electricity. And do you know, in the whole village, they were all out. Arguing and shouting and even looking for more compensation. Not that they were not compensated, because the energy company compensated them, but they were not happy. They were moaning and groaning that the compensation was too small. So I said to this couple, imagine what it would have been to the Western world without having a good road, without not having electricity, without not having all the good amenities they have here. What do you think that they don't have electricity for a day, and they were all moaning and cramping, and not only that, they were giving compensation, but not enough, you know? So that's one. Then the other thing I want to tell our people is, when evangelizing, because it happened a couple of times during meetings and even on the roads, we have new people that are coming to join what we are doing. And some of them, to be honest, Director, they do come to us because they know the injustice that is happening in Nigeria. They know about all the genocide. They know everything. But their own problem, from my own understanding, is that they do not know what we are doing. That some of the people are still associate us with Wazirike and all the rest that have came and failed. So what we need to do, please, my people all over the whole world, is what we say to them is more important. Trying to convince them who we are, that we are whiter than snow itself. Not arguing with them, telling them, do not know what is happening in Nigeria, do not know that the governor, politicians are this and that. They know all those things, but the reason why they're interested is because they want to know what we are doing, how truthful we are, how white we are. So that's what I'm trying to say. And another thing is, all my brothers all over the whole world, please let us support our own. I've never have any query. I mean, I come from a Catholic family, but I never have problem from you. Any way you speak about religion, any way you condemn, you talk about any other person, I have no problem. I will support you in anything. This is what I want our brother to do. Just do the same thing outside Yoruba people are doing. They support their own, whether good or bad, whether he's talking good or talking bad, they still support him. Look at what all the governors in the northern state are saying. But still, your mate, the Sultan of Sokoto, director, is still supporting him. Well, you say you're senior him, isn't it? Or you say he's
young? I'm older than him now. I'm older than the Sultan of Sokoto. I'm older than him, yes. I am.
So
but when he calls Jonathan will be shaking.
So that's Dubai.
Thank you, my dear brother. Thank you very much. You are very kind. Thank you very, very much. This is Radio Biafra. We had a caller on the phone. Can you still hear me? The caller on the phone, are you still there? The caller on the phone, can you hear me? The caller on... Can you hear me?
Loud and clear. Yeah, loud and clear.
Please go ahead. I can hear you now, yes.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you, yes.
Hello? Okay, my name is Ogochukwu Ofebu, calling from Los Angeles.
Yes, Ofebu from Los Angeles. Okay. Please go ahead. Yes, go ahead.
My greetings to you, all of you there on the studio. I wish you guys all the best, because as you should be, Wutu, all one we should be, all one Wutu. Okay, about what my sister Ebere Chukwuanuborg said about this Christianity that messing up our people back home. My sister, one thing you will know that brainwash is the worst thing that can happen to any human being. Our people got brainwashed for so long. Could you believe that any time I travel home, within some period of time, I started feeling like I'm getting scared around them because of, I think it has something to do with the poverty. They are so poor to the extent when you hang around them, you'll be feeling like there is an evil spirit that, chasing you around. Just because of, if you live there with them, sometimes you'll be feeling like the world is about to end. Until I leave them, as soon as I land in Los Angeles, I will look around, it's like, wow. Why am I feeling like this world is about to end while here? It seems like a world is about to start. So the only thing that will help us now, the only thing we have at hand that will help us is just to grab this Biafra and build it like a Western world. Thank God all of us now live in Western world, including you, Director.
Not anymore. I have come back home. I've learned from them. I have studied there. And I'm now in our capital here in Enugu. I no longer live in England. I no longer live in London. I live in my country, in Biafra land.
Okay. I will join you soon. But the point I'm trying to make right here is these people have been brainwashed for a long time. So it's going to take a while for that mentality to get up there. Okay, Director, I've been following this program, this your program, for a long time before I joined this struggle. Correct me if I'm not getting it. okay? This time, we are the new generation of Biafra. Most of us are so civilized, enlightened, and educated, like you said. Okay? This time, it's about the Asare Dokubo, because I've been listening to all this Asare Dokubo's speech and all that. Okay? Then I find out that this guy is just wannabe notice. Okay? Because the guy refused to know that his boy, clueless boy, Jonathan, is not capable of ruling the zoo. He refused to understand that. And he can tell that this guy, this Asare Dokubo, is flip-flipping. He's just like, he don't even know what to be, where to belong. Because I know that he's feeding from Jonathan. He cannot sell out. He cannot sell Jonathan out. So I don't know if when we start restoring this Biafra, if it happens to, you know, to jump into war, where is Asare Dokubo and the Rivers people going to, what are they going to be doing? Because this time, I think we're too smart enough for somebody to play with our head this time. Okay? And we don't want nobody to ride on our back this time. So we need to make it so clear with this guy, they call Asare Dokubo, where are you? Where are you with Jonathan? Today he will say that he's not a Nigerian. Today, tomorrow he will say that if Jonathan did not go for 2006, tomorrow he will say, we made a mistake by fighting against Biafra. Hello? Where are you? Where do you belong to? So, my brother, we need to get clarification from this Asare Dokubo. I hope you know what you're doing with these people. I heard you say you went over there yesterday. So, this is a question I want you to clarify me from Asare Dokubo and whatever they call themselves, data people.
You don't need to go too far. You know that Asare Dokubo is a Muslim. I don't hold it against him. Anybody is free to pursue whatever faith. Onyenachi, that's what I believe in. You can worship whatever you want to worship. As for me, I worship Chukwu Abiam. The thing is that the people are flip-flopping. I'm sure you use the word, they flip-flop. One day you say one thing, the next day you say something different. That is why African men, African leaders, they are hopeless. You have to be consistent. What you say in the morning is what you say in the afternoon, in the evening. Even if they are killing you, is what you're saying. That is how and where you derive your legitimacy and your integrity from. I am very glad that Asare Dokubo has come to his senses. That he's one of us. That is a Biafran. I welcome that. He needs to go further by being consistent. There is something they keep forgetting. Without Biafra, Jonathan is dead. He's a toast, completely gone. Without Biafra, there can be no Niger Delta. They must know that. They cannot stand it alone. They know that very, very well. That is why they must come. And that is why they must be ready for what is to come. For us to hold hands in the new Biafra. We have said it in the past, and we continue to say it. In the new Biafra, Ijo people will have their own parliament making laws to govern Ijo land with tax-raising powers. Anybody who is learned enough to understand what tax-raising powers means will know that that is basically full sovereignty. The same thing to Yoruba. Regardless of how tiny you are, once you are a part of an ethnicity making up Biafra land, you will have your own parliament making laws in your own language. Very, very important. That way you don't cheat people. If all these so-called senators, we are making laws, if you are in Igbo land, in Igbo language, believe you me, there will be no stealing. Because my grandmother can understand what you're saying. But once English comes in, lies will come in, deceit will come in. They start to bamboozle people with English language, convoluted for that matter. By the time you finish getting your head around it, you've dropped dead on the ground.
How do you think Pentecostal pastors survive this? What we are telling Nigeria people, my dear brother, I concur with what you're saying, is that you join us or you're finished, you're nobody. But together we can become somebody. Urobo, you'll be on your own. Ishekiri, you will be on your own with your own parliament, controlling the resources in your own land. Ejo, the same thing. Efik, the same thing. If they want to join with Ibibio, better, because it's the same thing. Or they can have it separate. No problem at all. But there will be no cheating. People cannot speak with both from both sides of the mouth. Anything you want to say, you can say it publicly and openly and be consistent. If you are against Nigeria, be against Nigeria. There is nothing that Nigeria can give Jonathan apart from ridicule and death. Jonathan has been in power. He has lost his brother. He has lost every credibility available. How many barrels of oil can buy the shame that have been heaped on Patience Jonathan? That is where you have honor and integrity. I want to read something that somebody sent to me this evening. It's our dear brother and my host when I was in Frankfurt, in Germany. Ikechukwu, our beloved brother Ikechukwu Okoya, who is an avid supporter of what we are doing on Radio Biafra. I'll read what he sent to me. Africans are special. This is not, I mean, I don't know if this is from Ikechukwu or not, but he will tell me. Africans are special. Once they get an unjust advantage, they are loath to let go, no matter the moral implications. You vote an African man in power. He went to London and studied. He went to America. He went to somewhere. He studied at America, where the president can only serve, even if you rig election, for 8 years maximum. They study in America. They come back to Africa. They want to be in power for 40 years. After that, they hand it over to their son. But they started in America, you know, where the president can only be in power for 8 years. That is the mindset of a baboon from Africa. That is why they are called black people now. Why do you think they are called? You know, black is darkness, or chichiri. Can you see where there is darkness? That says no. That is why they are black people. Black, NDCOG. That's them. They cannot see. They don't understand magnanimity. Once you allow a black person magnanimity, they abuse it. It is very few people, of which Odenigbo is one of them, that when you commend him for what he has done, he will humbly accept it with good gesture. Not many people can do that. It takes learned. Once you watch debate, have you ever seen debate before by white people? Where maybe two or three or four professors are arguing. You will see one of them with humility will say, okay, I defer to you. You are an authority on this area. I cannot comment on that area because you're an authority. The person being deferred to will also return the compliment. But our own people, once you give them that authority, immediately they begin to arrogate power like there is no tomorrow, because they cannot handle power. A black person can't handle it. They don't understand what is magnanimity, gesture. It is in our adage. If you are a, let me tell you something. If you are a very humble African leader, people will step on top of your head and march you down into the ground. If you are a dictator, they respect you. If you are a very humble person, respecting people the way they come, in fact, you lose credibility. It is in the black. You see, a part of our DNA, NDCOG, black people, black. Have you seen itunye before? That is black. When you buy it, it is all clean, aluminium, shining. If you go past it with your cloth in the morning before you go to church, you are in very serious trouble. Or before you go to school in the morning. I'll continue to read it. Africans in the position, any African in the position of Caucasians would never have abandoned or fought against slavery. That is correct. That is correct. If Abraham Lincoln, of the American president that fought against slavery, if he was black, the truth of the matter is there will still be slavery till today. There is something wrong with us as a people. That is a fact. The only people that did not allow it were Biafrans. Igbo people, to be precise. But that same indictment came because collectively the entire Igbo race could not descend on Arochukwu and tell the high priest at Arochukwu that what you're doing is wrong. they left them, they were selling us. So it is correct. This assertion is correct. Had a black person been the president of America, Abraham Lincoln, there will still be slavery till today. That is why all we do in America is play basketball and run and play football and play music. Africans would never have extended the magnanimity, I must get it correct, in total victory that the Americans extended to Europe after the Second Great European War of 1945. There was something called the Marshall Plan. The Marshall Plan was what built the industrial might of Germany. America, the same America that defeated Germany, gave Germany billions upon billions of dollars to rebuild itself. White people. And then, go on, presided over the defeat of Biafra. Go on, took our money. Instead of bringing money to rebuild Biafra land, him and Awolowo took the little that we had with us. We are comparing like for like. America defeated Germany and gave Germany money to rebuild. Britain helped Hausa Fulani people to defeat Biafra. And what happened? Even the little we had in our pocket, Awolowo took it. We are comparing like for like to tell you how wicked black people are. Very, very wicked. That is why when you tell them about memorial, we want to remember. They tell you, oh no, we don't know what it means. How can you know you're a black person? What do you know? Onishioji, Kenhema. Why are you poor? Why don't you have electricity? Why don't you have water? It is because of your wickedness. The darkness of your soul is almost satanic. That is why you suffer. Black people. It is not just a case of Yoruba and Hausa Fulani winning the civil war and hanging on to their exploitative position in Nigeria petro scenario. Take the Igbo and their Osu issue. The so-called Igbo Christians just can't let go of that caste system. You can look at Sudan and Ethiopia. Again, correct. There are many homes you go into today and you have bishops in the home. A bishop will tell the son or the daughter, because Jokam or Wosu is a bishop, oh, preaching forgiveness. Oh. It is better for your son or your daughter to go and marry somebody who is uncircumcised than to marry somebody who is circumcised and Wosu. Do you see wickedness? Do you see why we are dying every day? Can you see why we are suffering? That is why in the new Biafra, if you call somebody Wosu or discriminate against them, you go to prison. They must be daft. But when you travel abroad, you marry white women. You marry white men, don't you? People who are uncircumcised, you marry them, don't you? We must speak the truth here. Now, this is Radio Biafra. Are we CNN that lie? No, we don't lie here. It is just an African thing. War is the only solution in the African context. Physical, forceful, and intrusive restraint, the only way to get past the stunted mental capacity of the Negro. I like this English language. Of course, Ikechukwu is a learned man. Learned man. Learned. Very, very learned. I like what he wrote, and I enjoy it. Who else wants to speak here? If anybody wants to speak, they can do so. This is Radio Biafra. Osi, have you stopped your work? We must take that very call. We must take it, please. We must take the calls coming in. The caller on the phone, can you hear me? This is Radio Biafra.
Yeah, good evening, my director. I'm calling from Cameroon.
From the Cameroons, please go ahead.
Yes, I'm calling from the borders.
From the border, is it the French side or the English side?
No, the borders between the zoo and Cameroon.
It depends on the border, because the north of Cameroon is French. The south is Christian. Is that correct?
Yes.
So where you are, is it Christian or French Cameroon?
Cameroon part of it.
No, I'm asking you where you are. What is the dominant language? Is it English part of Cameroon or French part of Cameroon? Cameroon is divided
French,
into two.
French.
It's that's what I'm saying. People don't know this, do you? Now, even Cameroon is divided into two. One is French, one is English. Ndiara, please go ahead. African people.
Okay,
go
I'm
ahead.
Calling in respect of the support people are giving to Biafra. There were brothers that are outside. They were supposed to help and help for the group of Biafra, they are not helping. They just call that they will help and no one is giving help. I don't even think if they are helping according to the way they are saying they are helping. It's not about saying they are helping, but they should help and give money for the pursuit of Biafra. It's not just that they will say they will help and tomorrow they will not call and they will not help anyway. If you go to the Hausa line, the foolish Hausa Fulani people, whatever they want to do it, they cooperate and they bring money to help and make sure everything goes well. But we, the foolish Igbo people, I hate that word, Igbo, because they clean their nose, but they know nothing.
They don't know anything. Igbo people don't know anything at all. That if you know something, how can a cattle rearer, how can you know something? How can you claim you're intelligent? When a cattle rearer is ruling you, you claim you're intelligent. All this petty intelligence our people do, that they're smart. You don't know anything. You don't know anything at all. Because if you did, there'd be running water in your village. Please go ahead.
If it is the Hausa people that are doing this thing, you see, they will come out from every angle and support financially. You're not just saying, okay, we are supporting, this one will come from Germany, we are supporting. How are you supporting? To keep on this program, you need fuel, you need everything. The people that are keeping on this program, like you, my director, you need to put on everything, your fuel, to fuel your car, you eat, you clothe yourself, you bat like every one of us do. So which are the support they are giving? This one will call, I'm calling from Germany, director, I like what you're doing. Which support are they giving? They should ask themselves. It's not just to call from Germany or call from abroad, call from here. Support your people. We need Biafra. It's not by saying we need Biafra. We need money too. Let's face the fact. That's it.
Thank you very much.
My director, if I want to go on the way it is on me, that I will talk for the whole day, but let me just leave it for here.
Thank you very much.
They will understand and learn from
this. I hope so too. Do we have any presence in the Cameroon? Do we have people in Cameroon? Do we have Biafra? Yes, can you hear me? Do we have Biafra where you are? Can you hear me?
Yes. I talked with someone 3 days ago, and I was telling him, if people don't want to come out and support Biafra, after you say you're a Biafra, he said, hey, don't know anything about Biafra. Biafra won't stand this, that. He's from Igbo, and he was talking about the fully so-called, what's this man name that was? He was in it with Igbo people, what's this his name, self?
Is it Wazurike?
Wazurike, yes. He was just misleading them and fooling them, collecting money, and at the end, so he was in it in the name of Igbo, not Biafra. But now I know everything will stand because we are working, you are working now with Biafra, not the Igbos. The Igbos, they are stupid. Very, very stupid.
I agree with you 100%. Anybody that wants to debate this issue with me is more than welcome to come live on the air. I will give you a dedicated line and we'll discuss it. I will prove to you with scientific facts that the word Igbo is cursed. IGBO is cursed. Thank you very much. And God bless you. We speak the truth. I am Igbo myself. That does not stop me from criticizing myself. That is one thing with black people. You don't like self-criticism. I do it to myself. I criticize my own self that I may be better. That is the only way you can get better. It is called critical self-appraisal. The word Igbo makes me sick to the stomach. Name one thing that Igbo people have done. Who gave our people a voice to speak? Biafrans. Who placed the word Biafra where it is today, that we trend in a week more than any other comment on social media platform? Biafrans, not Igbo. Biafrans. Do we have a caller anywhere, please? On Skype? The caller on Skype, your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra.
Hello, director.
Yes, go ahead.
May you be blessed, director. May you be
too.
Very, very much blessed, director. Your last comment concerning the guy from Germany, it really touched me. This is the reason why every day that I didn't hear from you, it seems that I'm losing something part of my body. Well, my name is Chike, Jasper Chike, by the will of God, a servant of the Biafran people here in Czech Republic. Director, I just want to comment a very short notice to you and to all the Biafrans worldwide. Come May 30th, we the Biafrans here in Czech Republic, we are not only ready to have our demonstration, but we have been authorized by the Czech Republic government today. We got our authorization today by the Czech Republic government to carry on our marching.
That's wonderful.
So on this day, we are ready. We will march. We will remember our people. And together, we will get Biafra.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Even in the Czech Republic, we are there. Very formidable, aren't we? Your name and where you are, the caller on the phone. This is Radio Biafra.
Okay. Good evening, my director.
Good evening. We are fine, thank you very much.
It is well. I just want to use this opportunity to announce to our members, wherever they are in Niger State, about our meeting that is coming up on 22nd of this month. Please, Habiko, Bidda. Biko ebo bo ne no ai wore miti na ai kan ka tanchi ka paru no 27 of this month to basara maka ai gajine on 30th of this month. So biko ni ono ba mbo ko ono bia omunne mo ni obo na ebo no fly at ai kero basara no anye ni ndemo de preacher the gospel of Biafra. They tell them that we are going home. We are tired of this zoo. We are tired of where our children cannot get a quality education. We are tired of the place in the north where we cannot get a land to buy to build our church. We are tired of the place that we cannot get an employment in a federal university. We cannot get employment in a federal hospital. We cannot get employment in everything that is federal. In fact, let them remember the story we told them of Mazi Ketchku and the Abubakar that finished NYC the same time. Mazi Ketchku came out with first class in law, and the other one came out with a low class, but they went to a particular place to see for a job. The government offered the house man a job while they asked the woman to go back. We are tired of this nonsense. We are tired of where our children have no future. We are tired of Nigeria, whatever it is called. Everything is divorced from our heart, and I want to thank them because they are following me and they know what we are talking about. The zeal in them, they should go on to tell our members about 22nd. We are having our meeting. God will bless them. Secondly, I want to thank you very much, my director. In fact, I don't know what else to do. Only God knows that I pray for you day and night. I don't know where you are. I just want to thank God for you. I just pray that you will continue. You know, when they asked me a question about you, I said they should listen to the voice of Radio Biafra. That whatever they heard you hear you saying, that is a real fact. That I'm not seeing you face to face, but I believe in everything that you say. And whatever I'm doing with my money on everything I'm doing concerning Biafra, I'm doing it because I love Biafra. I drink Biafra. I live Biafra. I eat Biafra. Everything in me, my blood is Biafra. So please, I want to congratulate you to say that God will continue to protect you. The other part of it, they asked me today about their transmitter. I told them because I told them about the transmitter and they are eager to know about it. But I said it's not something that we'll discuss on here and all those things that when it's ready, they are going to know. Just as they begin to hear the radio Biafra on the satellite. Right now, I'm listening to it. Now, I don't know if I'm on oil or not, but maybe it's...
You are live. You are live to the whole world. Every part of this planet Earth is listening to your voice. That is how formidable we are. From Enugu, we broadcast and the whole world is listening. Go ahead.
It's all right. So I really want to appreciate all the Biafras wherever they are, because right now, sometimes when you tell them, when you preach this gospel, when you tell them about Biafras, some people will laugh and say it's a dead dream. Some people will say it's what was wicked and sacred, and now they are not hearing anything. I told them that this is a different ballgame. This is not Wazika, and Wazika is not in the picture. But whatever anybody is doing, I want all the world to hear me wherever they are. anything you are doing concerning Biafra, please put Uwazirike aside. This is not a battle of Uwazirike anymore. Uwazirike has a chieftaincy title. I have never seen in a world where a freedom fighter will receive a chieftaincy title. I have never seen in any part of the world where a freedom fighter will live in a mansion. I have never seen in any part of the world where a freedom fighter will be going around using dogs to collect money from the people that he's supposed to be. I have never seen. But our Gandhi is not like that. The one of America, Martin Luther Jr., is not like that. I've never seen any one of them who is like that. But I see it, a leadership in you. I see the quality in you, and I see the truth. Because whenever you say it on air, we see it before you know it. So I want to encourage all your friends, wherever they are. Please, if you are not doing anything, please start now. In your local area, call people, preach the gospel to them. Bring flyers, tell them, you mustn't go on the road and begin to shout. Go to their houses, go to their shops, discuss it with them, tell them about Biafra. Gather one place where people will be having your meeting. There's freedom of people, there's a freedom of association. Do it anywhere, tell our people. We are not telling you to go out and begin to do nothing, but I know a message for one person, this person will tell this person, this person will tell this person. Before you know it, the gospel of Biafra will fall everywhere. And I want to tell all our egos that your Igbo name does not make you a Biafran. What makes you a real Biafran is the context of your character when you hear the word Biafran. If you see any Biafran man, any real Biafran man, when a Biafran is mentioned, you will see how he will catch up. Even if he's dying, when that word is mentioned, you will see how the man, the woman will catch up. And I want to tell our children, wherever you are, talk about Biafra. In your school, talk about Biafra. In the field, talk about Biafra. When you want to go and play ball with your friends, talk about Biafra. On the net, talk about Biafra. On my Facebook, it is there, and they call me a man of men, they call me about Biafra, this Biafra, and I say, yes, that is who I am. I have divorced Nigeria from my heart since I was born, because the Biafra blood is showing me. If any idiot thinks in Nigeria that the Biafra can forget it for 6 million people that are dead, my uncle went to that war and did not come back. I didn't know him. I only see his picture. So if they think that the people that were massacred, our children that were massacred with Kwachioko, and all these things that happened to them, that we can just forget it by just a near what they call a Nigerian zoo, it is not possible. I said again, it is not possible. I'm alive. My director, you are alive. Even if tomorrow you stop fighting this battle, even if tomorrow you don't want to do it again, someone else will do it.
Of course.
Whenever I am, I will do it. And I know very well that Biafra must come to existence. It's just a matter of time, but I know the dream is actualizing. I just want to say, please, hold on to what you are doing. Don't mind anybody. Whoever that tackled you on air about whatever you are saying, say what is in your mind. That is the freedom, that is the mind of a freedom fighter. That is the heart. That is the character of a freedom fighter. You don't think of what people said, because that is the comfort of their house. Nobody come out to do this until you started doing it. And I want to assure you that we are giving you any support to any length. By the grace of God, when the issue is up and you really want everybody to come around, you will see how their friends will come up in tremendous number. I thank God that we are waking up. We are waking up, and our people are waking up. I want our children to wake up. In the university, let us talk about it. In the open field, let us talk about it. Talk Biafra. Eat Biafra everywhere you are. In fact, I believe that the Biafra is here on our food. We just need to get it. We just need to work for it. We just need to get it, because no man on the planet Earth can stop us from having Biafra. Thank you very much, and God bless you.
Well spoken. Well, very well spoken, very eloquent and very erudite. He's our coordinator in Niger. Is that correct? My goodness me. Well spoken. Thank you very, very much, my dear brother. Thank you very much. I have learned so much from him as well. So much have I learned from him this evening. You know, I will never tire of reminding people that any time I'm complaining, I'm pointing somewhere, there is something there. Some of you will remember when I went to Germany. There were those that refused to introduce themselves in Hamburg. Did you people remember? Mm-hmm. And I told you that these cowards were fathered by Hausa Fulani men. People did not believe me then. They said, oh, but how can you say this? I said, I will say it. I will go to their wife's kitchen and I will say it there. Always in Anguadigiri, Tanya and Anya. We are fearless before our enemies, both real and imagined. Any obstacle we meet, we completely crush into the dust and we march on. Chukwu Abiam is my witness.
Do you know that the people in the picture holding up the placard saying Anambra South is welcoming their girls from Chibok? Do you know it is those people at Hamburg? This is Radio Biafra now. We have their names. Is it up to 10 minutes? We have the idiots, their names. They are now begging, saying they will join our rally on the 30th. And our coordinator, they have told them, if you don't come out, it's not in his hands, so what will happen? So we leave it to our coordinator, Collins, in Hamburg. The same people that say, anytime you go somewhere and somebody refuses to say their name, start running from that person. As our coordinator said from Niger State, the fact that your name is Ifeanyi Chukwu does not make you a Biafran. It makes you an Igbo person, but not a Biafran. Biafra requires a higher level of consciousness. It's just like Christianity. If you're born a white person, can you be Christian? No, you have to be baptized now. Is that correct? You were in Atamuonso. The same thing with Biafra. Biafra is of a higher consciousness. People can steal with Biafra the same way people are stealing with Christianity. You have fake Pentecostal pastors messing up Christianity. The same way you have some idiots like Owasu, you can messing up with the name Biafra, of course. We expect that. But one thing is paramount. The truth must prevail, because truth is life. Ezioku bondo. Without truth, you're nothing. That is why I say everything I say in the open. And I want you to challenge me in the open if you can. You ask me questions, I will answer. If I ask you, will you answer? That's all. Do we have any callers there? Do we have one on the phone? We have a caller on the phone, please. Your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra. Can you hear me? No. They are one of the people testing. You know, we have a lot of work to do here. You know, everybody will go to night school. You know that? When we were at Aba, I used to go and see my aunt in those days. And we had a school, Abale. Everybody used to go, even grandmothers, they'll go to school in the evening. The amount of idiots I have seen since I came home. Your name and where you are, the caller on the phone, this is Radio Biafra. Please raise your voice for me. Raise your voice. We can't hear you.
Lawrence Ejimofo.
Lawrence Ejimofo. Where are you calling from?
Yeah. I'm calling from Stockholm.
The caller on the phone, this is Radio. That is the problem we have. People do not listen. I said it here, we'll all go to night school. Also, Mena told me that he would like to see everybody go and redo driving test, and I agreed with him, including myself. Once Biafra comes, from the president to the floor sweeper, everybody will go to driving school. All the driving license from the zoo will be thrown into the dustbin. You have to go to driving school and learn how to drive. You know, this is the only place in the world where you come to a roundabout and you see the sign that says, give way to traffic on the left. And you see people, the same traffic on the left, giving way to the traffic on the right. Hey! Dear Lord God in heaven. This is Radio Biafra, please. Let's go and take this call. This is Radio Biafra. Your name and where you are, please. Can you hear me? My dear sister, can you hear me? Ngozi Madu, are you with me?
Director?
Yes, please.
Okay, I thought you are talking to someone on phone.
I cannot talk to anybody on the phone when you are on Skype.
Baby. Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening to you and to my brothers and sisters there in the studio and to all Biafras all over the world. My name is Ngozi Madu and I'm calling from Sweden. I want to quickly announce the women's meeting. I want to inform all Biafran women that we'll be having our meeting tomorrow as usual, and the time is 8:30 p.m. Biafran time. And for those that wish to join us, the Skype line is Madu 1040, Madu MUADU 1040, all one word. Please, we expect all our women to join us. This is a general meeting as we have some vital issues to trash about, to discuss. And I also want to comment on the news about the Christian woman that was sentenced to death because she refused to return back to Islam. You see, I feel that the Christian world is under some kind of blackmail or something, because the way the Muslim act and the Christian will not say anything. In fact, they will support them. They kill people. They just sentenced this woman just because she changed from Islam to Christian. But Muslims can take a Christian, not just preach to the person, but adopt a Christian, force him or her to change to Islam, or the person will die. They go to churches, they bomb there, they bomb so many places, they bomb schools, yet they will not say anything. These people, I don't really understand them. I don't really just understand. But when a mosque is being bombed, 1 week, they will still be talking about it. Now it's about Chibok girls. Bring back their future leader. Bring back their babies. Bring back this. But people have been dying since. Because now it is all about Muslim. Everybody is talking. Everybody is standing. Everybody is asking questions. But people have been dying in that same country, yet nobody is asking questions. Now, these Chibok girls, because it's the Muslim, they are now looking for they are now looking for their missing ghost, because nobody is missing. This is just something that they want to use to come in. Nobody is missing, and the our people now they employ them as gate men in their own church. A pastor will be in the church in the name of Jesus. The gate man is at the gate, hitting his head on the ground in the name of Allah. Because the Christian, they think they worship the same God with the Muslim. No, we are far from the truth. The God of the Muslim is different from the God of the Christian. But we think we worship the same God. We do the same thing. Because they say Allah is God and Chukwuabiama is God, therefore it is the same God. That God, which your own God said, thou shalt not kill. All the things that our own God doesn't want, that is what their own God preached to them to go and do. Killing is nothing to them. Shedding blood is just like is a normal thing in their religion. But we think we are worshipping the same God. All because you hear them say, peace unto your name, peace unto your name. This is just something to deceive us. We just have to bring ourselves out from this Christianity of a thing and look for a way to return back to the way our forefathers is. Before they bring Christianity for us, our fathers, they live hundreds before they die. But now with Christian and praying and everything, you see people dying everywhere. In the name of Jesus, people are dying. In the name of Jesus, people are dying. What is going on? Is it not time for us to ask ourselves question? These people that that brought this thing to us, they are not supporting us. In fact, anything that will lead to your death is what they will support, is what they will make sure that thing comes to you, so you will die. That is, yet we don't see any reason with that. When these people will strike, now that they are in charge of all the churches, they are in charge of the market, they are in charge of schools, the day they will strike, I wonder how many people that will be left in that land. I wonder how many people that will be left. Our people, we have to wake up. We have to wake up, because if you think it is all about the northern side. No, when they finish with the north, there are no people left there. the remaining ones, they have all run away. Once they hit Lagos, the next place is our land. And before you wake up from your sleep, everything is over. We have to wake up now and defend ourselves. We have to wake up now and protect ourselves. Do it, because nobody is going to do it for you. When you are sick, another person don't take medicine for you. You take the medicine to cure yourself. So we have to stand up and face these challenges once and for all, or we perish. Biafra or nothing. We cannot do anything. We cannot survive. We cannot do anything if we did not get back our land. It is our only hope of survival, and we just have no time to do it. You just have to start today to plan something to do, because if you say, let them continue tomorrow I will join them, before then, where you will find yourself, only God can tell. Thank you, and God bless Biafrans.
Thank you very much. Thank you very, very much. This is Radio Biafra. We have people all over the place calling us, and we must take their calls. Your name and where you are, the caller on the phone. This is Radio Biafra.
Hello, my director.
Yes, please, my dear brother.
Can I go on?
Please
on,
do right? So. Yes, please. Your name and where you are, then you proceed, please.
Okay, my name is Godwin Oste. I'm from Enugu State, Oji River.
Thank you.
I just want to thank you and commend you for the good job you are doing.
Thank you.
I'm always praying for you every minute of the day, every morning, every night, because you are the Moses of our generation. And we pray that you take away from this land. Director, I just want to thank you, because I'll be watching this every day, and I'll be watching to listen, I'll listen every day, and you know, every day we listen to this, they give us joy. Because I told people that Wazirika have done what they have done, and today he's paying for it, because his name is mentioned all over the world. And if, when you are doing good, people knows. When you are doing bad, people knows. And the truth must be speaking. We are behind you, and we say, may God keep on guiding you for this year. Another thing I want to say, because I've been listening for people to make comment on this, but nobody has said so. But the problem in any group by the Boko Haram people, or the so-called people who pull up in a Catholic church, I think director, what you need to do on your own, maybe to pass circular to the bishops, because most of them are posted from Yoruba or different area. They don't care. So that is time to pass the circular to them, that we don't need these people here anymore. If they write that they don't want any security from our people, the place should be like that. We don't need any more outside security in any group, because Stromentine is a disgrace to that man to become a demand, because the man was killed with the man, and so Kobonop is here. They only care about their pocket, they only care about their own selfish interests. They no longer serve in the country. Can you imagine somebody who travel from abroad to come to the country, he's looking for a hotel to live? He doesn't go back to his home. Somebody will build the house running away from his house, because if it's not running for the criminals, he'll be running for the kidnappers. We are no longer safe. We don't used to be. So we need to do something for this thing, for all this thing to get out of hand. We don't need to wait for them. We should start giving circle to the whole bishop in all this cattle. We don't need them anymore. Whether with the uniform or mosque, they should go on. Not saying anything. I'm looking for what they will do, because somebody they are they're ready to kill one person, kill battalion because of one person. They don't care. They should begin to write from now. I think after 5 years, the cycle should be going from the whole churches. The church is the only best way they can give information, but they will not care about this. They only care about what they will get and go to bank and keep. We will be dying. They don't care. So that is what I want to say, my director. God bless you, and remain calm. We are behind you.
Thank you very much.
Keep you alive.
Thank you. Thank you.
We will be behind you.
Ise, thank you very much. Thank you very, very much. Do we have a caller on Skype? Do we have a caller on Skype? No, we don't. We do not have a caller on Skype. Do we have a caller on Skype?
Yes, hello.
Yes, please. Your name and where you are.
Yes, director. Good evening to you. Good evening to your crew here. The likes of a very Chigabos Ikeduku Nyago, and Biafrans all over the world, and friends of Biafra, I greet all of you. My name is Kelechi Nnode. I hail from Owerri, and I'm calling from London. Yes, I'm calling just to say hello, special greeting to the guy who called from Mina or something like that, Niger State.
Yes.
I like what he said there. He's a good person, and I believe that he has Biafran blood in him. Then the thing I want to say again is today I went to Dustin, and Dustin is in East London, where I left some of our flyers and posted the 30th of May match, so to see how far the shop owner has gone in, you know, distributing the flyers. So when I got there, I met an elderly man from Obinze. I've forgotten his name. He said he belongs to Imo State Council of Elders. He has already told him to remove the poster that was pasted on the wall. So then when I came, they said to him, "Yeah, look at one of them." Then the man started talking to me. "Oh, what are people doing? Have you lost your mind? What are people doing without informing anybody? Blah, 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 blah.
Without informing anybody.
What do people plan to do? We want to do it in June. We are inviting all the EU unions. Blah, 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 blah. Do you have any British MP following you? Any media or, you know, BBC, something like that?" I said, no. I said, "Wait. This movement started since 2009. I said, first of all, do you listen to Radio Biafra?" He said, "Oh, who said that Radio Biafra?" He mentioned Bile, this and that. I said, "No, Bile is out of it. It's like Mossop. This one is in the newsville of Biafra." He tried to argue. He was so angry. Finally, I said, okay, let me call Onyema. Because last meeting we had 2 weeks ago, which Muche before was there, Imamuz was there, Carol was there. We held it in at Forest Gate. So I raised the issue of, you know, we writing letters to Igbo unions and, you know, IFIC and, you know, just Biafra unions, different, you know, ones, letting them know, especially this target, because we need everybody there. So I said to you, okay, let me call Onyema. So when I died, Onyema, I was not through. He got entered voicemail. So the man started speaking. He left a very bad message to Onyema. "Oh, what are you doing? You get in trouble, blah, 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 blah. Get back to me. I'm so and so, blah, blah, blah." He stopped the phone. So I tried to calm him down. I tried to explain, but...
Is the man from Owerri?
Yes.
Is the man's name Amich?
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
He lives in East Linton. He's a photographer in East Linton. He lives behind East Linton Magistrate Court. Is that correct? At Highbury Corner. In fact, Highbury Corner Magistrate Court.
Yeah. You know him. Yeah. You know him, yeah. So he was so angry.
And he's saying that he doesn't know Radio Biafra.
You see, so I said to him, okay, now tomorrow we have a meeting in South East London. Could you come there, please, to talk to us, then, so that we let you know what's happening? He said, no, it's not good. I said, then, I mentioned some people's name, which he knows that it belongs to us. He said, no, he was so angry. Finally, he gave me his number. I said, okay, don't worry, we'll talk to you later. So you can see the attitude of our Igbo people. Most of our Igbo people are horrible people. You see? So we can know they're only interested in buying and selling, selfishness and greed. That's the problem we people are having. But however, those few of us that have the interest of Biafra at heart and the blood is flowing in us, we should never be discouraged. We must move on. Because we're gonna see these people as the forces of darkness. In everything, or in a group of people, you must see Judas. These ones are the Judas among us. So we defeat them and defeat their Nigerian counterparts. That's the only way we can be happy. Otherwise, these people will continue to bring us down. Then again, I still think the Igbos as a whole, which I'm one of them, they need to have something like the Nyanya bombing, where they will kill thousands of Igbos, so that by that time, those of them who believe in Nigeria, those of them who believe that they have properties either in Abuja or any part of Nigeria they want to secure, that time they will cry and they will now come and beg for Biafra to come. Nothing has happened in Igbo land that's very dramatic that will make them cry. That is why you see them comfortable in different places or whatever thing they are doing. When we talk about Biafra, even when you see some of them on the road, when you talk to them, the way they will even look at you as if you are so dirty, you know, it's very, very appalling. But they're not stopping me anyway. So the issue again about Islam is, I want to say, is the actor is there will be no Islam in Biafra land. Those Igbos who has converted, they should fight their own country, because we don't want terrorism in Igbo land. These people, by the time we actualize Biafra, if we allow them to stay, they will import terrorism. And they give one reason for the other, they will say they are marginalized or something like that. So we need to start now. Let them know. If you say you are a Muslim, you are Igbo or whatever, go and stay in a Muslim land, because Biafra is not going to be an Islamic country. They should know that. Then I want to say something to our brothers who stay in another part of Nigeria or maybe Yoruba land. They should start now to plan how to bring their families home first. Maybe they can stay and wait for their business and watch how it goes. But leaving everybody there, their business and families, will be difficult, because by the time we start our movement, they will be the target. Nobody will protect them. They will kill them again. So let them start coming back home now. At least relocate their families first. They may start to stay behind. I mean the men. Then I watch things. So that if it happens, they can find a way to escape. But if they refuse to go home, they can stay there. We are not going to stop because Igbo or whoever is in northern Nigeria. Because of them, then we remain like this. God forbid that one. We must move ahead. The only thing we have to continue to preach this gospel, let everybody know. So nobody will say, oh, I didn't hear about it. That's what I want to say. Thank you, Director, you and your crew. Good night, all of your friends anywhere. Bye for now.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Well spoken. Thank you very, very much. This is Radio Biafra. We have been going on and we have been out all day working at your memorial. The memorial you asked us to work on. We have been working on it all day today. Your name and where you are, the caller on the phone. This is Radio Biafra.
Hello, good evening, Director.
Good evening.
Name is Ifayo Chukwu Odimodilora Ilechukwu. I'm from Alba in Anambra State in Biafra. I'm calling from Charlie, United Kingdom.
Thank you.
Yeah. Actually, I'm calling for keeping in what our brothers have got to call now about our people, Igbo people, mostly. I happen to be a member of Nigerian Anglican in Manchester here, yeah, that I used to go sometime on Sunday. What happened on last Sunday, by God's grace, I used to play drums for them. What happened on Sunday when they were doing intercessory prayer, and they said, along the line, they said, let's pray for Nigeria. And what I quickly do is that I seize the drum. And you know, when music is playing and one of them goes off, she brings everything down. I seize the drum and everybody was like looking at me. And after the church, the band leader asked me, why did I seize the drum during the intercessory prayer? I said, because I'm not a Nigerian. And the guy that asked me this question is an Igbo guy. And he said, what rubbish are you talking? I said, anyway, it's a freedom of life. I said that I'm not from Nigeria. I'll preach you guys about this, our Biafra, you guys, everybody. In fact, last Sunday, I nearly saw some of them, because it was crazy, you know, when you are talking to people, they don't listen. Along the line, I boiled up and, you know, I wanted to fight all of them. That one, apart. Secondly, the other Fulani people that we are having all over the country in Nigeria, I think, in Biafra land, sorry, I think if a church or a priest or a bishop can have a security called Alpha of Fulani, that means the Holy Ghost or the Spirit of God is not in them anymore. The Church of God is not for, nobody secures the Church of God. You leave it the way it is. You don't need to go and bring Alpha of Fulani people. So if they are bringing Fulani and Alpha people to guide you, that means you don't know what you are doing. This happened when I was in the zoo. I don't go to church. Because when I look at them, sometimes I will go somewhere and see some of the priests with some girls, you know, something like that. So I decided not to go to church because I find it that they don't know what they're doing. What I'm saying is that, like our brother says, they need to receive a letter from us. Every church needs to receive a letter from Biafra. and all the other and all whatnot shall be packed away from the churches and even in the market. So that's it. Thirdly, Akare Bokobo, we have a meeting with him and know what they are up to, if they are with us or if they are against us, because it's like it's frustrating, it's not steady, it's not stable. If you talk this today, tomorrow you will talk another one, tomorrow you say regretted fighting Biafra. Tomorrow is, so we need to know our stand with them. Because Igbo people said, Ositeta Adebanama Odebarobo, that's the name of Osito Okeke. Ositeta Adebanama Odebarobo, we need to know our stand and know our enemy and know what we are doing to march forward. So that's my little contribution. Fourthly, I met one lady, an Igbo lady. She was carrying a child, and I was telling her about this, our match on Saturday. You know what she said? That she's not interested. I said, you're not interested. She said, yeah, she wants to walk away. I told her, excuse me. And she turned. I said, how will you feel if you avoid or if you ignore giving this your son or your daughter food for 2 days? She said that she can't do it. God forbid. I said, God will forbid it though. Because if you don't know what you are saying, many people, millions of people, children have died for you to live, and you are here in United Kingdom, Galavazin, saying that you are, it is well with you, that you have Christ in you. And then I then ask her, do I have Satan in me? You know the same Christ you are calling, the same God you are calling on. You better wake up. She said that that one is our concern anyway. So what I'm saying that our people need to be lectured well, and if possible, like in the church, anytime you meet more people, write their name down, because the majority of them are not worthy to see the Biafra call, but they are not worthy to step in the Biafra lab. Are very crazy, I tell you, they are very, very crazy. It's not funny any longer. That's my own contribution. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much for that, my dear brother. And that is our last call for today. This is Radio Biafra, wherever you are, you have listened to us from. That tomorrow is another day. To those of you that got through and those that did not get through, we are all fighting for the same thing. If you didn't get through today, maybe or perhaps you'll be able to get through tomorrow. I was saying that the work you asked us to do, we are doing it. We are building a befitting memorial to the memory of the 3.5 million Biafran slaughtered between 1966 to 1970. We also remember those that fell and died at every major continent on the face of the earth. We have done the ritual that we're supposed to do. We have collected the sand from wherever they died, and we have brought it home here. We are going to honor them. The very ceremony we are going to perform on the 30th of May is very, very ancient and significant. Very, very deep and mystical. This land will be cleansed. By the time we finish cleansing it, wonderful things shall happen here. Everything we are doing is inspired in spirit, because Chukwu Abiam and not man asked us to come. That is why Biafra is going to come in our lifetime, because our hands are clean, our conscience very, very clear. We thank you once again. Tomorrow is another day. You must keep on supporting. We have three categories: gold, silver, and bronze. If you want to know how you can support this very effort, the number to call, by effort we mean if you want your name to go down in perpetuity, in history, as those that built a memorial that will last forever and ever, the number to call is +234 909 466 5824. Call this number if you wish to have your name acknowledged or recognized as those that built this very monument. Because when you look at it, people will ask, but who built this? Then we shall give them your names and say, these few people made it possible. For those of you that have already volunteered, for those of you that have come forward and redeemed your pledge, May Chukwu Abiyama continue to bless and guide each and every one of you. Because of you, we are going to do something that nobody did for over 45 years. Nobody could do it. What you're doing is what the governors could have done. They didn't do it. It is what all the administrators could have done, but they did not do it. All the senators from here, all the House of Reps, the councillors, the House of Assemblymen, Ohanaeze, everybody, they failed to do it. But that is what you're doing. We are formidable. We thank you very much. And tomorrow is another day. You will also join us. You will tell your friends and your family. You will go out to evangelize. You will mount your posters everywhere the same way they did at Ikoro Abasi. Ikoro Abasi is the next town after Ariam. Ikoro Abasi is in Akwa Ibom State. Ariam is in Abia State. We are the same people. Ikoro Abasi is Ikoro. Anybody who knows what Ikoro is will know what Ikoro is. Abasi is God. Chukwu Abiyama. We call Chukwu Abiyama Obasi. They call Abasi. The people that had the altercation with the Nigerian army is not Eket. It is Ikoro Abasi. There you have very formidable Biafrans. We are the same people. After Ariam, the next village is Ikoro Abasi. The same name, the same language. Go and find out for yourself. We are one people. And we believe in one destiny. From everybody, Ejo, Ishekiri, Urobo, we are all one people. And this new Biafra we are building, everybody is going to be comfortable. How are we going to do it? Every male child born in Biafra will be a landlord. If there is no piece of land to give you, we give you landed property. It is called council house. It's been done everywhere in the world. It is called project in America, council flat in London. I don't know what they call it in Germany and all the rest of the world. We shall build it. High-rise blocks. Everybody must have accommodation. Number one priority. Everybody must have accommodation and a decent accommodation in Biafra land for that matter. We are going to work very hard. I said we'll build Biafra for 150 years. Somebody said, no, Dubai was built in less than 50 years. So we must do it in desert. I said, no problem. We have people who can do it. We are going to make this place very beautiful. There will be free and compulsory education in the new Biafra. No child will sell anything. No child will carry tray on the head and go about hawking anything. That will not happen in the new Biafra. Children can do only two things. Either they are playing, they are eating. No, three things. Either they are playing, they are eating, or they are sleeping. One of those three things they should be doing. They have not come to feed their parents. There will be no child street hawking, no child abuse, in the sense that you cannot take a child away from education. Education will be free and compulsory. The school uniforms will be provided. So also are the shoes, if need be, the vehicle to convey them. This is where the state will be investing, not bringing in, This monthly thing from Abuja, what's it called? Allocation from Abuja. We have somebody waiting for a very long time. Let's try again. The caller on Skype, can you hear me? The caller.
Hello.
Yes, please. The caller, you've been waiting for a very long time. We concede to you. We are about to close, but we shall allow you to speak. Please go ahead.
Hello.
Dear Lord.
Hello?
We can hear you very well. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. How?
Please go ahead.
Yes, my brother. Good evening. Good evening. Good evening, my people, Biafra. Is that Namdi?
Yes, we are. The world is listening, my dear brother. Please go ahead. We are waiting for you. We are about to close, but I saw that you've been waiting for a very long time.
Okay. Thank you for the privilege for me to speak with my brothers over there in Biafra.
Yes.
In Biafra land. Yes. My name is Chidrim Ndumele. I'm from Ofeke, Ibeku. We don't have state for now. And we don't have local government for now. I'm from Ibeku, in Biafra.
Ofeke is where I used to stay when I was
I'm from Ofeke, Ndume, Ibeku. That is where I came from.
That's very good.
So we don't have state, we don't have local government. So take note of that. My brother, I stay in Dakar, Senegal. I am very, very happy to speak with my fellow Biafrans all over the world, all over the earth, even the ones in the graves, even the lost soul of my great elder brother, which I didn't even know we lost in the war of Biafra those days. I respect you. My fellow Biafrans, my point is this. I'm talking on the behalf of Christians, those that call themselves Christians. We all are Christians, and we know the Bible, really. Do you want God to come from heaven and tell you that this is time for you to be delivered? Don't you read Bible? The book of Deuteronomy made it clear to Israelites. God didn't come from heaven and say Israelite to leave. No. He pointed out Moses and said, go and tell Pharaoh, let my people go. Or do you want our director to come and say, okay, now we are going to fight? No, this is not time of fight. We are not ready to fight and we will not fight. It's just the truth. But Biafra must surely come to pass.
Yes, sir.
Yes. So the point is this, is about our religion. How can a life, a Christian church, employ an Ishinala? Let me just, because the way I am is in midst of Ishinala people. How can a Christian, just tell me, in a church, you employ Ishinala as a security? Just tell me, our people. Then you are still crying that they are bombing your people, they are doing this, they are doing this. You are just employing, and your enemy. Our Christians are making very, very big mistakes. Go to Lagos. Last time, they tell you that Fashola stop churches now. If you don't have paper, do this, do that, do that. You see that it's our Igbo churches. They block Lazarus Moke. They stop him from having services. They lock his church. You see? But when you go to Ndume, my own town, you see Winners Chapel there. They mount their own. And it's a large, they took land. Our community gave them land to do. Who has that church? It's from Nigerian man. Let's use our sense, our knowledge, please. Look at our Nollywood. Nollywood started from Enugu, Biafra capital. But now they took Nollywood to Lagos. They tell you that Lagos is a center of entertainment. When our boys play music, they want to promote, they will have to go to Lagos, take transport, go to Lagos to promote their music. Just tell me. Our own things, we don't value it anymore. We value Nigerians' properties. And we are still crying. Tomorrow you will say that, so they ban your music. Tomorrow you will say they stop your church. Where is that church? Can you just have church in Enugu? Where you people, you come from, then they will stop that church. Can they ban your music in Igbo land? Just tell me. We don't value our things. Then they say, now we have Radio Biafra here now, but nobody listening to Radio Biafra. Everybody wants to listen to Chibok. Fake. Everybody's, look at Genevieve, somebody who call herself a star. If you call her, she will tell you that, yes, I'm an Igbo woman, I'm this proudly Igbo. You are not proudly Igbo woman, let me just tell you the truth. For you to go there and protest for Chibok, go to CNN and protest, you are fake. Please, I don't have much to say. On that yet, people will see me because I'm really, 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 really authentic Biafra man. Here in Dakar, even some of them are still in the prison now. They killed our brother. Then we protest in our embassy. We didn't even go to the road or where. Protest in our embassy. You see, the prison people. Because we protest. And it pains me, it's our Igbo sister, a Biafran sister, that prison us. Because we protest that we are killed, this country people, they are killing our people. Then we protest. It's our own sister that is ambassador. Even the one she sent to church, was the lawyer of her lawyer. If that one is from Imo State, also, he was even fighting against us, talking nonsense, telling us that this and that we spoil flag of Nigeria. Which nonsense bastard Nigeria you are talking of flag? That day, we wanted to beat her up in church, but people, you know, people were covering up because we want to beat her dead, you know. But people said, this is church. I told them that this is not church issue, that we are talking somebody, human being's life. We are talking about our brother, our beloved brother life. Okay, that person, you are talking of flag. Flag is something you can go into market, you buy, you know, material, and you flag it. Even in your house, okay, we have one church here, let me give it to you, okay, provide parkings for me. We lost that man. We lost that man. Then this woman came there and talking about flag. Just, can you compare flag with human being's life? My brother, is our own people. Our destiny is in our hands. We have to fight for our own destiny. And if we don't fight our own destiny, we cannot get it. Never. Never. If you allow these people to say, okay, take Jafara, it will never happen. Because the people that you are talking that, hey, we want to live and divide now from Nigeria, this is not the people that are holding us from getting our own independence. The people holding us is British and US and France. This is the people that are holding us. Everybody knows it, that UN are holding us. Do you think a Pokemon send you? If you like, you go to your place and you divide. They don't know anything. They don't send you. But British will never allow you to go because they know what they will get the benefit from you. Dear France, Eastern region, they know what they benefit from you.
Yes, my dear brother. Thank you very much for that. And thank you for that very call. We must absolutely bring our program to an end. We thank you for that. And also, those of you in Senegal fighting very hard to ensure that the 30th of May is memorable for all of our people there in that very country. The courage of those of you that sacked the embassy is commendable. We welcome it and we salute your courage. Thank you very much once again. We must bring this program to an end by saying that Biafra is a religion. On radio, Biafra is where we worship. Because Chukwu Abiama is our God. He will guide, bless, sustain, and keep each and every one of you. But more importantly, this same God will bless Biafra. Thank you very much. And good night from your own capital city here, Enugu, in Biafra land.
We passed victorious.